What's poppin', people?
Yo.
Back after a oh-so-brief illness. Still don't feel the greatest, but hey, it's the VP debate tonight.
Oh, that'll get you healthy.
My God, who can't get fired up for that?
That'll help you get some sleep.
We got Mark from Berkeley.
Hi.
Plymouth. Skeleton crew here. Drew from Ferndale, and this is the Drew and Mike podcast.
See Berkeley in the news again today?
Yes, I did. Well, that restaurant gets a lot of attention, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but I think they did the right thing by telling them no parking lots. You're not tearing down three houses and building parking lots.
No, that sucks.
I mean, that restaurant's not going anywhere.
That seems like such an obvious decision to me.
Yeah, well, it sounded like the owner, and it's a lovely restaurant, love Vincetta Garage, but, you know, I don't want more parking lots in Berkeley. I don't think anybody does.
Who covers Berkeley more dramatically than we do?
Hey, I was walking in the streets of Berkeley yesterday, and someone yelled, "Keep it stiff," to me, so.
I was walking in Berkeley.
Walking in Berkeley.
Walking with 10 feet off the ground.
Walking with Charlotte to the grocery store.
I was walking in Berkeley.
But listener Kelly, he stopped me. And we chatted for a while. It was very lovely. And then a house nearby had a sign that said, "No good candidates, we're all screwed, 2016. Like a lawn sign for the election.
Oh, lawn sign for neither candidate.
Yeah, I kind of liked it. I thought it was pretty neat. oh, Berkeley, you never fail me.
Well, I think we would be terribly remiss. We're gonna look in on the debate here in a few minutes, and Mark has something he's finds very important to share from
Jay agrees.
Tonight's baseball game. There's also a documentary that we both have watched that has stunning revelations in it. But I have feel we must lead with the Kim Kardashian robbery.
Oh, I know.
Is this horrible development? This lovely, innocent girl, unprotected, left to her lone self, and all security guards have been dismissed, and she is ripped off of $10 million in jewelry and was, I guess, within an inch of her life. She felt they were going to kill her.
Well, she was bound and gagged. I mean, that's...
Allegedly.
Oh, you're not buying it? You think it's fake?
I don't know.
She could have been raped, Drew.
I mean, I believe it, but...
Wow, that's funny. I didn't even think for a second that it would have been staged, which I guess a lot of people, I feel like an idiot because I'm sure a lot of people probably.
Well, doesn't
it
seem.
Show publicity.
Doesn't it seem stupid to complain about being robbed of these valuable, you know, $10 million of jewelry when you tell the world where you are all the time?
Well, that's what I was going to. That's why I never questioned the validity to it, because they're pointing to all her social media posts during Fashion Week in Paris. That she's got, you know, her $4.5 million ring from Kanye on, and you know she stayed.
Yeah, she showed her ring on Instagram hours before this robbery.
Oh yeah, and there were some other things too. They show plus their show, the Keeping Up with the Kardashians show. They've stayed in that place before, and they've shown it on the show. I mean, this is the problem when you want to publicize your life everywhere on social media. People can track you. I'm always amazed that just regular Joes say. Going to vacation next week, and then post vacation pictures because anybody that knows
it's not smart, and that's why Paris Hilton got robbed so many times because she was telling people when she was out of her house.
The bling ring,
yeah,
it was all the bling ring. So I never did not believe Kim Kardashian.
I thought it was wonderful for Kanye to cancel a concert and cut the show short.
Can I ask you a question about that?
Sure.
Why did if you were, I guess, in charge of Kanye or whatever, would you tell him during the show?
No, I wouldn't. I'd tell him when he got off, I'd say, "Hey, she's fine. She got robbed."
And he'd go, "When?
That everything's cool.
When did this happen?
Just happened. I just found out.
You're fired." Tell me right away. I'll
I
stop
just
the show.
Found out. I would ask the person to retext me. I would delete the previous text. That's retext me like right as the show ended.
Except it's Kim. See, now, so I was thinking about that. Now,
oh,
then I
was
wondered,
Kim?
Oh, I would assume. So then I wondered, did he have his phone on stage with him, like by the DJ booth or something? And just
I wonder how exactly he found out.
15 messages from Kim. And
that'd be funny. What if his phone in his pocket and actually vibrated? And that's how he found out.
Would that surprise you?
No, not really.
I wouldn't surprise me at all. I just assume every performer has their phone on. I assume everybody has their phone on them all the time.
Well, especially after Bret Michaels got his stolen, remember?
Exactly. We talked about that. Right. I just assumed he'd have his phone on him in his pocket.
And did his offers of complete amnesty, did it bring back his phone? I think not.
No.
Of course not. Someone is having so much fun with that phone right this minute.
Well, so, speaking of which, you know, Kim got her phone stolen. That's, like, underreported in this whole story. So she's...
Oh, that's right, her phone.
Her phone was stolen
as
well.
Oh, my God, they're going to be the most disgusting naked stuff all over the planet any day now.
Apparently there is, because they're actually fearful of extortion charges, like whoever has that phone. But why would you extort them? They would know who you are, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I forgot about her phone. I read that and I didn't even think about that. But your phone is your everything.
Yeah.
I was thinking, oh, phone, $500. What's that next to a $4.5 million ring? How stupid. Why does she even carry $10 million of jewelry with her when she travels? How dumb is that?
What is $10 million bucks to her, though?
If you could not much.
If you could steal any phone, whose phone would you want to crack?
If you could get into it?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
If you could grab
Trump's.
Any
and I'd start tweeting.
Trump's not going to have that kind of ass on it. I mean, well, if you
want
to,
is that what you want it for? You want video?
I'd look at some good. I mean, some good private stuff. I mean, famous people. It'd be kind of cool. Kim Kardashian's not a bad choice.
Charlotte McKinney.
No, I would love to have her phone.
Sorry,
I was going to say Kate Upton, but then I got to see Verlander's ass again.
Ew, gross.
In a load, probably. Too.
Yeah. Comeback player of the year,
God.
2013. Well, who's the chick that's been with a lot of dudes? Mila Kunis. Well, I don't know what that matters. She's been with a lot of dudes. It has to be somebody you haven't seen naked before.
Probably. What about a guy though who takes pictures of all his, you know,
jeets?
Somebody who's single, who's out there.
Jeeter.
I'm seeing more of a rock and roll guy touring, you know, just the crazy night after night of that stuff.
Oh, I guarantee you, Jeeter sitting at home and just getting nudes. Texted to him and Snapchatted to him all the time.
Well, he got a lifetime supply of his own stuff, too.
Yeah. Not to mention his contact list.
Now, do you suppose that Kanye canceled a show? Now, I'm thinking about this. Does he really need a full couple days to comfort her from this? Or is he filling out the insurance forms and, you know, doing all that stuff? Is that what he needs the time for?
True. He didn't go anywhere. He didn't do anything. He's at home. He stayed in New York. She's already back in New York.
Oh, she flew to him. Yeah. Why do you have to cancel the show then?
He didn't have to. That's my whole point about not telling him, because he's not going to fly to Paris. And if he did, he could probably be there. Oh, from stage to that hotel, how long? Like, what's the fastest he could get there? 6 hours?
Yeah, probably something like that.
Maybe 7 hours?
Did you hear, by the way, they met at Teterboro Airport and had a 15-car entourage to the hotel. A 15-car entourage.
Really?
So no one could hurt her.
Wow.
I saw. And then he's hiring Kim Kardashian lookalikes now to scurry around the planet.
Really? Well, there's people plenty of them. Did he hire Reggie Bush's wife?
Probably.
I mean, she looks just like her.
I mean, how silly is that? He's hiring. Can you imagine that line on his payroll? Kim lookalikes, $30,000 a month.
Who was the last one to do that? Saddam?
Yeah, Saddam did stuff like
that. That's when I have a lookalike.
So all these lookalikes get robbed and raped and
but they get
no security whatsoever.
They're getting paid for. They're not getting robbed of anything.
It's just, what an overreaction. How many, I mean, really, these people constantly have security. Her mother had just pulled security off her, apparently.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Normally she would. But she the two brats were out dancing.
Which two brats? Kendall and
Kourtney? Yeah, the two younger Kardashian girls.
Oh, Kylie was there?
Or Jenner girls, yeah.
Well, good for them.
That one, the 118, well, they're both close to the same age, but yeah. One of them just bought a $6 million home.
Really?
Yeah, doesn't that make you feel good? Probably warm Kendall. Inside? Yeah, I think so.
Although, okay, you're going to hate me for saying this. Kendall has probably earned a lot of her own money, though, because she is a fairly successful model.
Whatever.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay. No, you're probably right.
$6 million house.
Do you think having Chris as her mother has anything to do with it, though? Because she just earned it all herself. If she was your daughter, do you think she would have earned all that money?
I wouldn't allow her to. Well, she's 18. What do you do?
Jay, if she was your daughter, what do you think?
No.
Let's not compare. No, please. Leave my daughter out of it.
So let's not talk about how much she's earned.
If a plane went down with the whole Kardashian family, do you think U.S. would celebrate or mourn? What do you think the split would be?
Well, there'd be other people. Well, no, there'd probably be a private plane.
I don't think there'd be a lot of... I don't think it'd upset a lot of days.
They'd probably all fly separately anyway.
You got all the cameramen that work for the show and, you know, E! Network, Ryan Seacrest. There'd be a few upset, pretty upset people. I don't wish them any ill will.
Yeah, sounds like.
Yeah.
It is kind of amazing how, I guess, cavalier people's attitudes are this now.
Oh, about this? People are making fun of this all over the place.
I know.
Nobody gives a shit. Everyone feels like, well, she deserves it. She tells people where she is. She's got money and, you know, valuable jewelry. Of course she's going to get
robbed. And that's kind of
why. What's a surprise?
And that is
Timberlake made a joke.
That is why I laugh at it. You know, but hell, she thought, you know, whatever. Nobody likes
them. Do you feel
them,
guilty so for laughing about it?
Me? No. I just find it funny, though. Everybody is making fun of it and just laughing at them.
No, I bet the late night TV guys are making jokes about it. I haven't seen that, but I bet you they are.
Not James Corden.
Not James Corden? He doesn't do a monologue, does he?
You can see his tweet.
No, what did he tweet?
Let's not forget this is a wife, daughter, and mother.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Shut up, you asshole.
I swear to God.
Oh, what a tool.
She's not hurt, though. I mean,
oh, God, please. Oh, my God. Oh,
like you said, she's inviting this upon herself.
Absolutely. If you're so worried about your security, if you're worried about your baubles, by the way, her kids aren't with her. Where are her kids? She's gone for a week.
Yeah,
no kids.
They're at home. Kanye's been watching.
Husband is a multi-gazillionaire rock star, and kids are with God knows who, because she's off, you know, gallivanting in Paris.
Kanye's been watching the kids.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Kanye has him with the tour. He's babysitting him during the day.
Well, the show is in New York, right? That's where they live. That's one of their houses.
Can you imagine trying to console her, trying to talk her down after it happened?
Absolutely not. There'd be no consoling her.
Well, I'm going to tell her that she deserved it, too. That'd be the hardest part.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's what Kanye did. Hold on. Kill 1 minute. I'll be right back.
You deserve this, Kim. Showing everybody where you at. But I still wonder, too, about that fact of Kanye puts that out there during the show that I got to go, family emergency, which is it's so terse, and he just leaves. Everybody's probably thinking it's another stunt by Kanye. Couldn't he just finish the damn show? Because now he's going to have to make the show up. There's nothing he could have done. What did he have, another hour left on the show?
She was okay. He wasn't going to reverse the robbery.
Well, I'm sure he probably read the first 15 texts. They're like, Kanye, where are you? I was almost raped. I was robbed. And then probably by text number 880, it was, by the way, I'm okay now. He probably never got that far into the text messages.
No one's penis was out.
Oh, you don't know that.
He's not almost raped. No, I know that.
I think that's how the Pink Panthers do things. They pull their penis out while they... It's called a distraction.
To make them feel lucky.
Like, check this out. And the next thing you know, they're smashing the glass tabletop and taking all the diamonds and watches. It is honestly amazing. You've seen stories on the Pink Panthers, right?
Yes.
And they think this is another Pink Panther group because they just do amazing surveillance and... you know, they're very careful in what they do, but plus, this is the fascinating part, how quick they can move jewels and how fast
they'll break up the diamond, I guess, into a bunch of smaller diamonds.
In the van, they break it all down, and then it's out of the country within like an hour.
Pretty cool.
It's untraceable, too.
Pretty slick.
Unless it's your jewels.
I hope they get away with it.
See, that's the other thing. Nobody cares because... It's the 0.001% of the Pink Panthers in general. Like, that stuff nobody can really attain unless you're super uber rich.
Well, you know, she can just tweet 20 times and make up the money and buy new ones.
No, I know. That's what I was saying. $10 million.
Or just make a tape of her masturbating and double the money. I mean, honestly, how simple is that?
Well, we'll probably see that.
Yeah, put on tape of me masturbating. Pick it up today. It's only $19.99.
They're probably breaking into her phone right now to post all that stuff.
And her sisters walk by in the background while she's doing it, just like nothing's going on.
Kim, ew.
In their underwear.
Yeah.
Drew is Kim Kardashian's manager planning all this out. All right, here's how we're going to recover.
Yeah, Courtney, Chloe, you walk by in your panties.
Chris is nothing on you.
Chris, you walk by on your cell phone, fully dressed, please.
Chloe.
Oh, Rob and China, by the way.
Oh, God, yeah.
They've split up before the first show aired.
Oh, no. Yes, they broke up.
But the stupid show has to air.
Or Rob, it's already airing.
They're pretending that they're together. They're not announcing the split.
Okay, great.
So their stupid fat show airs.
Okay.
Can a show be fat?
Whatever.
Why'd I call their show fat? That was kind of weird.
Well, because they're both fat.
Yeah, they are. And she's pregnant, of course, but she was fat before she was pregnant. I'm not body shaming her. She's just fat. He's huge. By the way, they had a big fight. Chris and Rob had a big fight about 2 months ago because he has no prenup with China, Black China. And also, he bought the house in both their names.
Oh.
And Chris said, Rob, you can't do that. You've got this just common sense. You haven't been with her that long.
Yeah.
I know she's pregnant. I know you plan to stay together forever, but this is something you must do. And he got violently mad at her and put her on the deed and did not get a prenup. And I'm sure he's so pleased with himself now.
Oops. But they're in love. Or they were in love.
Yeah, but
it's amazing how blinded.
It's California. So half of that fucking house is hers now.
Yep. She earned it, though. She had to fuck Rob Kardashian.
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, man.
He had to fuck her, too.
Well, yeah.
Hey, did you hear Rick Astley's back?
He is?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Got a new album.
Rick Rowland?
First
really?
Album in 15 years. You didn't hear about this?
No.
I thought everybody's talking about this.
No one is.
Are you kidding me? It was on the back of USA Today.
Never
big article.
Give you up. Never gonna. Yeah,
yeah, can you bring up some Rick Astley, please?
No.
Come on. Just never gonna give you up. Just a little bit.
No.
Little taste. I've watched the live versions of that song too. Him
Why?
Playing in concerts because it's funny as hell.
Never gonna. So does that mean Rick
it's the last? It's the last song he plays. I mean, it's his. It's his tour de force.
To play it for 45 minutes to fill up time.
Surely, I don't think I've ever called anything a tour de force before. And I had to use it for Rick Astley.
His voice does not fit his face.
He is such a tool, my God.
All right, is that enough?
Enough, please?
You gotta hear the hook.
This song is so huge.
Boy, it looks cool in those sunglasses, though.
How do you feel? I think I understand your thought.
Never gonna give you up! Never! Turn the car, turn the car.
I wish you would desert me.
He is quite a fancy dancer.
Yeah. Remember his other hit?
What was the other hit?
Together forever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to hear that, too.
Oh, sorry, Jay.
I'm in torture
mode. I'm mad at myself for bringing it up now.
I need to hear it.
I think that was his other hit, wasn't it?
I like Rick Astley. He's a real talent. Gotta get him on the Bob Hope Variety Show.
It's ill. The quicker you find Together Forever,
you could have stopped this song while you looked for the other one, Jay.
Jay likes it for real? This sounds exactly the same.
Wow, it does. I feel like dancing, I must say.
Hey, Rick, that Never Gonna Give You Up's a good song. Can you just repeat that music and just write new lyrics?
No problem.
Same dance moves.
The camera's just in a little closer on him. What if it was hard to get people to embarrass themselves by appearing on the video? Part's a little different, but these videos are really. What is he trying to say in this video?
They're gonna be together forever.
Never apart.
Never apart.
Bob Hope sounds a lot like Louis Anderson tonight because of my cold.
Together forever with you.
Got some Louis Anderson news, by the way.
Oh, no. What's up? Because
Everybody's been doing the interview circuit because Baskets is starting back up again.
Yeah, I got. I recorded two episodes from
last
season. I started to watch one of them, and I got interrupted, but I was enjoying it. It was only like 10
so
minutes in.
So good.
What happened to their ball game that was so intriguing?
Well, the first hit of the game was a home run to put the Blue Jays up 1-0. Guess who hit the home run?
Tulowitzki.
No. Who would hit a home run? He's had a bad year this year, but if there's one guy to hit a home run in the postseason for the Blue Jays, it is Jose Bautista. Hit his fifth home run in 12 postseason games. Launched it. Just a moonshot, too. So
he's got 20 homers this year?
Yeah, he's not hitting well at all. So he hits.
What's up with him? Is he hurt or something?
I don't know exactly.
He's not that old, is he?
Oh, Bautista's, is he Bautista's up there.
Okay.
Oh, I think he's up there. So they go to break, and and one of these ads pops.
Yeah, they're for it.
I don't know why I got sucked into this ad, but I did immediately, and then I couldn't stop laughing. You ready?
Yeah.
Jay, you ready?
Yeah. I'm fired up.
And I want you to name the three most ridiculous things in the ad.
Only at your Lincoln dealer. All
right, it's the next one.
Way to go.
How's it going?
Jack Reacher, Purple Heart, Silver Star.
Jack off Reacher round.
Someone's killing soldiers from your old unit.
It's time to start hunting.
Maybe Reacher's getting too close.
Maybe I rip your arm off. Beat you to death with it. You think you're above the law, but I'm not the law.
Jack Reacher in IMAX October 21st. Rated PG-13.
Wow.
Who would go see that?
It's a comedy, right? It's got to be a comedy. Come on.
All right. The very first part is these two guys are sitting in a cart talking about something. Next thing you know, Tom Cruise pops up as Jack off Reach around, and he just punches through the glass and grabs the guy by the shirt. Ludicrous. And then what was the one line the guy's
talking? I'm going to rip your arm off.
The guy's talking on the phone. Yeah.
Yes. You want me to rip your arm off?
I think Reacher's getting too close, and he's around the corner, and he strangles the guy with the phone cord as if anybody talks on a phone with a phone cord anymore. But the last one is the very end. He's shooting, I don't know what kind of gun. It was some big-ass machine gun, and all 5'2" at Tom Cruise is just barreling down guys again. Can we watch it one more time?
Yeah, please.
There's another line I picked up in there, too, that was...
Rip your
arm.
Oh,
no! Up. I changed the channel by accident.
Oh, it's not recording, is it?
No. Unless you're recording the baseball game.
Nope.
Don't! Way to go, fat fingers. Oh, man.
What's that Tom Cruise busting his butt filming Jack up Reach Around? Jack off Reach Around.
They all cheer when he does it.
I hear the laugh.
Would you set his name? Look at the camera.
Was he up on the balcony there? Oh, I see. Oh, he's in the... He's being lifted by some crane.
What a dork.
For some make-believe stunt. Oh, here he comes. He's running. High speed.
Oh.
Wait, he fell. He fell. Let's do it again.
Now he's got to reset.
I don't think falling's part of it because he's done it.
No.
He fell.
They just sprayed something on the...
I can't wait to post. I can't wait to post him. Tom Cruise.
This doesn't look like it's going too well, does it?
Look how they're making excuses. Oh, they just sprayed something. That's why he fell.
Oh, I see. It couldn't be that he got his legs tangled up like an oaf. When he said he was running 25 miles an hour.
Yeah. Because he didn't do the math on his.
Yeah, it would have run like a 150 mile or something if that was true.
Oh man. Here's another. Okay. I'm just trying
looking for the commercial.
I'm so mad at myself for changing the channel by accident.
Rick Astley's album, by the way, while you're looking, is named 50.
Oh, here it is again. Okay. 50. Why is that all?
He's 50.
He is?
He's doing the Adele thing.
Is he covering Hello?
No, he's written all new songs. They're all written by Rick Astley.
That'll bomb.
Well, if not, they all sound like Together Forever and Never Gonna Give You Up.
Why doesn't he just do Never Gonna Give You Up 2016? Together Forever 2016.
That's a great idea. And he thinks the whole meme Rick Rolling thing is, he has fun with it.
Well, he has to because it's so stupid.
I don't think he really has fun with it, but he says, he reluctantly kind of says he does.
Oh, I got to switch it. Damn it. Sorry.
Was that jack off reach around?
look at this still. Come here. Look at around. This is right before he punches the glass and grabs that guy. Because it's kind of like a peekaboo. I'm Tom Cruise. Badass jack off reach around. Look at that still.
Who punches someone through a window? I mean, come on. This guy.
Jack off reach around.
All right. I mean, that's so preposterous.
Keep potting it up.
It's really funny. If it was somebody really strong, it'd be hilarious. If it was Arnold or something.
Way to go.
How's it going?
And the guy's out. He's knocked out.
I didn't realize they were watching him. He was in a restaurant, and that's why they're like, hey, where'd he go? Next thing you know, peekaboo.
Through a car window, and he's knocked out.
Someone's
by Tom Cruise.
Men that used to be under your command. Now they're coming after us.
It's time to stop running and start hunting.
It's time to stop running
and start hunting.
Tell me what happened.
They'll kill me.
She'll kill you. You think you're above the law, but I'm not the law. He's not feeling well. You might want to use this one.
Oh, that's a little
different.
That's a little different. It doesn't have the phone.
It doesn't
call.
Rip anyone's arm off either.
You know, there's a chick in here who's supposed to be a bat. Jake, you pot it up again. Oh, this one starts with a guy on the phone.
I know what you've done.
Nobody's gonna find out anything, Reacher. Maybe you should stay out of this.
Maybe I rip your arm off. Maybe you're dead with it.
I need your help. Someone's killing soldiers. Men used to be under your command.
It's time to stop running and start hunting.
Yeah, reach around! Beat him up! He just beats all the tech up.
Sorry, he's not feeling well. You might want to use this one.
Strike someone in another restroom.
So he strangles that guy with the phone card and then beats him off. He punches that guy through the car window, puts him in a headlock, and then beats him up. There's so apparently a chick
reaching
in here.
Around all, every time, of course.
Oh, well, yeah, because he's got him in a headlock or he's got him strangled by the phone cord, so he's always behind him beating him off. There's a chick in this, too, who's part of the hunting or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And she looks more realistic and badass than Tom Cruise does.
Oh, being a badass, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Cut it out, Cruise.
Oh, boy, it's just so silly. Oh, my God, is that funny.
I was bummed because on the Rotten Tomatoes and their thermometer,
yeah,
there's no ratings for it yet. What? Nobody's reviewed it yet. So then I went back to the first off, Jack Off Reach Around Part 1, and it had 68% good.
Well, you know, his movies are usually entertaining one way or another. He pulls it out of his ass.
All right, Mark, what would you rather do? Go see Jack Off Reacher, Reach Around, or Rick Astley in concert.
Oh, that's easy. Jack Off Reach Around. Okay. At least there's some action scenes. Right. You know.
Except Rick Astley, you can laugh at Rick Astley. I mean, that's
really
good laugh.
Oh, I would be laughing
laugh.
At Cruise, too, though.
That's true. No, they're both comedies.
Probably way harder.
They both should be labeled comedy.
Comedies! It's a shame he has no chance at an Oscar because he's in so many comedies.
I'm serious. When you're bored, I mean, really, when you're really bored... Go check out live versions of Astley doing Never Gonna Give You Up. I'm serious. Because you'll see it's the encore, and he makes a big deal out of it. It's got a big big build up. The crowd gets really fired up.
That's really funny.
I mean, there are actually people who see that Rick Astley going, oh, my God, we got to get Rick Astley tickets.
He's got to be playing. Okay, is he on tour yet?
No. He's just promoting the album.
It's got to be, 1,000-seat venues maybe? At most 1,000?
Good question. He's got a full, I mean, it's almost a full page story in the life section of USA Today, the purple section.
Well, yeah, because it's people going,
I can't believe I call it the life section. It's stupid.
It's people going, I remember that guy.
Let's see, what does he say?
Hey, wait a second. Where does red hair go?
It's just brown now, it's just dark.
Well, that's phony.
I know, his penis is still abnormally pink.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
be fooled.
Yeah, he's been shaving.
Do
that
not
for years.
Be fooled, ladies.
Okay, he does have tour dates.
Oh, he does? Okay.
Yeah, let's see here.
He said, I know some artists don't want to sing their biggest hit, but I retired for 15 years, so I don't see it like that. I know if somebody's gonna remember me, that's why they're gonna remember me. If you had asked me that question 15 years ago, it might have been a different answer. But right now, it's great to have those old songs because I probably wouldn't be getting any acknowledgement of this new record without them. No one's going to let a 50-year-old guy in the building with a new record. That ain't going to happen.
My God. Almost all his shows are in England, in the UK.
Hmm.
And almost all of them
are sold out.
He's playing, wow. He's playing Royal Albert Hall.
A what?
I don't know how much that
holds. That holds like 3,000, I think. That's not a big venue.
Okay, now he's got four in North America. In New York, he's playing Town Hall. No,
never heard of it.
In Toronto, he's playing the Phoenix Concert Theater.
Never heard of it.
Nashville, it's the Marathon Music Works. And in Los Angeles, it's the Ace Hotel.
Never heard of any of those venues.
Shit, we can't get him in studio then.
The Ace Hotel? Great. What's he playing, the disco? The Ace Hotel.
His
he plays the Ace Hotel.
The theater at the Ace Hotel. Let's see. Town Hall, New York capacity, 1,400. 1,500.
Together forever.
You know, and he's doing better than I thought he would be.
If they would listen to his comedy, they'd draw 5,000.
You want to see some of the other big shows playing at the Ace Hotel there?
Oh, let's see. Christine and the Queens. Huh? Harry Dean Stanton. Ingrid Michaelson, AJR. Here's some other upcoming concerts. Rick Astley.
It holds 1,600.
Those are the same ones. Let's see. Red Bull Sound Select 2016. Amos Lee for a two-night stand. Seiyu Jorge for a two-night stand. Robbie Robertson checking in.
It's not a bad venue. It's like a Fox Theater.
Chet Faker.
What?
Jerry Clark Jr.
Jack Reacher. Gary Clark Jr., really?
Holy yeah. Shit.
He could do better than 1,600 seats.
He's at the Rick Astley level, apparently,
oh, man,
in his
he's
career.
Way better.
Sorry.
He is so good. Oh, I'm bummed out that Gary Clark Jr. is playing the same venue as Rick Astley.
I hate to report this, but Calvin Johnson is tearing up Dancing with the Stars.
Good for him.
I watched it briefly prior to the program, and he cleaned up. He kicked ass, and the crowd went wild. He's got that hot little blonde dancing with him, too. I think his wife was jealous. She should have been jealous.
So is he going to win this thing? Who else is left?
Yeah, I think he might win. Oh, there's all kinds of people left. I think he just started blowing people out. Maureen McCormick threw a shit fit. In fact, if you want to cue it up.
Well, you said she was crying, right?
Yeah, she's bawling.
And you yelled that down the stairs, and simultaneously Jay and I yelled back up, why, did she see her neck?
I think somebody has worked some makeup magic on her neck, but it's not magical enough. She has the worst turkey neck I've ever seen on a 60-year-old human being. The worst.
Oh, boy. All right.
She's got the neck of a 90-year-old.
Oh, you got below deck saved, huh?
Oh, yeah. I got some binge watching ahead of me. Below Deck is in its fifth episode, and I didn't even know it was on.
Brandon's going to have to make some posting on Facebook. By the way, Orioles are now up 2-1.
Bastards.
I, you know what? As much as I bitch about the one-game wild card, it's pretty effing exciting. It is like a game 7.
Yeah, I know. They've had some great games, too. That Royals-A's game was one of the great games.
Royals-A's, that was actually game 5, wasn't it? Rangers-Blue Jays last year? It was 2 years ago? 2 years ago.
Mm.
With the baby, the waste of a ticket baby that got hit by the beer. Bat flip. Jose Bautista's bat flip. Wasn't that the one game off last year?
The Royals won last year. The Royals won the World Series last year, and they wouldn't have won if they hadn't won that crazy... Right?
They were in the World Series the last 2 years.
Oh, that's right. Oh, maybe it was 2 years ago. Son bitch.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, speed ahead to Maureen McCormick, and you will see what a bitch she can be. Oh, is she nasty.
What was she?
And with that neck, it's inexcusable. You can't have a turkey neck like that and be a bitch.
Oh, God.
You'll be welcome nowhere.
Aaron Andrews just bothers me.
Oh, you know, she's so annoying. She's really just...
I'm like way far in. You only
got to go before... Oh, she's the second dancer. She's right after Calvin.
Who's that singing?
I have no idea.
Get off my TV.
Immediately. Oh, yeah, you're too far up.
How come
she's right after Calvin.
Okay.
And Calvin, probably like 7 after or something like that, or 8 after. I think it was a commercial.
It looked like a pretty sweet drum solo, whatever the hell that was.
It's Cirque du Soleil is the theme, which I don't know what that means.
Oh, Calvin almost murdered that girl.
Stupid people dancing around.
So forward from here?
I'm so... Because Calvin hasn't danced yet, has he?
Well, this is 7 minutes in.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay.
I was just guessing. What the fuck is this?
This is Cirque du Soleil. Is this like last night's?
Is Calvin dancing now?
Is this last night's or something?
Yeah, it's...
Who's that dude?
Is this tonight?
I have no idea.
It's tonight. You're watching tonight.
I went to save, then I went
Calvin
to
Calvin is last night.
Oh, you were watching last night's?
Yes.
Oh, my God. How am I supposed to know?
Tonight's the results show. I want to see Calvin dance.
My God, you're ridiculous.
I want to see how good a dancer Calvin is.
You're ridiculous.
Well, they have, you know, they always have the pre thing during the week, and if they're melting down, they show them. And there's always somebody bawling every week.
I don't understand why the show is on so much. I mean, they're milking it, but
it's the number one show of the whole country.
But isn't there a lot of fat they can trim off this show? Oh, there's Marie.
They could, but they don't want to. Okay, keep going backwards. It's the pre part where they show them working out.
Oh,
you know, prior to the dance, like they can't possibly do it. Oh my God, look how horrible the practices are going.
That's every prepackaged piece is how they could never figure out the routine. And then they always do.
Exactly. And she did, even though it was a real wimpy routine. I think they...
Oh, who was that?
Shaved the difficult portions out.
That's the wackiness of Cirque du Soleil every once in a while. There'll be some shirtless guy who can bend way too much.
Yeah, just can blow
up,
himself.
Just pops up out of nowhere.
One of these, if this show ever starts to flag, they have one of those Cirque du Soleil people blow themselves on national TV.
And then Calvin will try it.
We've seen some hellacious neck moments here already.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's ungodly.
Edged out Amber Rose for immunity.
But this week, emotions ran high as Maureen McCormick and
Arda. Looks better there.
Yeah, I think they've got something.
Who's that dude?
Someone's working magic.
I feel like this week I want to push a little bit further from where we started.
The humanity!
That I don't want to stop there.
No. Artem and I are dancing.
We are incorporating a red bird in our dance.
Yeah, so yeah, you're dancing with her.
Going to work out. Step and.
Nope. This is a blonde bird, sir.
Four. You're doing again. Big.
I know, I went up.
Four.
I know.
Five, six. You see where you are?
I was ahead of you.
Again.
I'm so sorry.
Don't argue with him.
I'm feeling a little argumentative with Artem today. For the first time.
Back.
It's the last smile you'll see.
I don't know it right now.
Honeymoon's over. We're like now starting to like being frustrated with each other, not afraid to say it and call it out. Like, I'm so tired of fighting over something that I'm trying to help you with.
It's just like when you say the counts, it's like,
look,
it's
just
hard
go
for
home.
Me to...
There is no point of trying to explain me something. Just go home, take a rest.
I feel like a failure.
You are. Beat it. You're on Dance with the Stars.
You're mad at me.
I'm not mad.
Well, you're so frustrated, and I feel like I'm just like.
I don't know anymore. Maybe I'm in the wrong business.
He's questioning his whole profession.
Way to go, McCormick.
You think he's
questioning
up?
His whole career choice over one day with Maureen McCormick.
Did she show up? there's my man.
You know, this guy, these Cirque du Soleil people are amazing.
Seriously, he's...
We don't need to watch a dance.
He's dressed like a turkey. Is that honestly like an inside joke on her neck?
I don't know.
On her waddle? Yeah.
What is that? What could it look like between her legs? Necklace. Sorry. Just speculating wildly. I mean, it can't be a lot better.
Turkey,
can it?
Turkey badge, turkey neck.
Focus. What's so on?
Well, knowing the things she's done down there.
Yes.
For cocaine. Oh, look at that, Drew.
I'm telling you, your lines were so
turn it
good.
Off.
So all right, it's off, seriously. You can look now.
Oh, God, what a mess.
That is disgusting.
Oh,
it's made worse because she's had so much work done on her face.
I don't know. Her face doesn't look that great.
Yeah, well, but no, but you can tell she's had a ton of work done on it.
I would, she should, I mean, how could a plastic surgeon say, oh, we'll do Botox, we'll do a little lift, a little nip, a little tuck, and ignore her neck. I mean, she looks 50 in the face, 90 in the neck.
She thought she was being upsold on the neck portion and didn't want to go for it.
Oh my God. Well, you can't make
I'm not going to fall trick to the upselling of this plastic surgeon.
How can you make the part of her body that's right next to that 100-year-old neck look younger? I mean, that's absurd.
Maybe she had to decide between labiaplasty and I'm guessing.
Oh boy. Brutal. All right, should we look at on the debate? It's after
now. Sure.
I mean, I'm sure this probably stands very little. It has very little interest.
Oh, I'd like to meet the one person who. Oh, you're not recording it.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, you're.
It must be.
I don't know how to work this. Oh, here it is. NBC.
Yes. Special.
I'd like to meet the one person whose vote changes based solely on the vice presidential debate.
I know, it really is ridiculous, but it's not in a way because this is the person who will be president
on
if
NBC,
something happens.
On NBC News, they had highlights of past VP debates.
I saw that.
Did you see what else they showed with it?
Experience. No. Quayle saying experience.
Did you see what else they showed with it?
I saw it all. Which one are you talking about?
The SNL bit with Dana Carvey and Phil Hartman.
Oh, yeah.
And Admiral Stockdale.
Yes.
And him driving.
Who am I? Why am I here?
That was on the news tonight.
I know, that's such a great skit. It was really one of the funniest things they've ever done. Savannah's on the pregame show?
Yeah.
What does she know?
With Lester. That's funny that you require. I wondered, like, why? What channel? Oh, wait, there's my girl.
I saw NBC.
Oh, look, they're talking about the story I was telling you about, how the GOP posted the results already. Right on top of an NBC.
We need to keep our eye on, I think. About a minute away from the start of the debate, let me go down to Longwood University and Andrew Mitchell and Hallie Jackson.
Andrew Mitchell. This is at Longwood University?
Yeah.
What are the candidates? I know.
Used to play them in fall baseball. Tonight.
Oh, did you?
I mean, basically play really shitty second division schools.
The theme of change versus status quo. I am told that is what Donald Trump's campaign will consider a win.
Hallie Jackson, ladies and gentlemen, she is gorgeous.
And she looks even better sitting next to Mrs. Allen.
Oh, Andrea Mitchell.
Yeah.
Debate spin before the debate even happened, praising Pence for his best moments, they say, on the economy.
She's
and on
so smart.
Hillary Clinton's scandals. Those will be talking points.
She's
tonight.
So pretty.
And in fact,
nobody cares what you have to say, you old bag.
Hey, but at least her neck looks better than Maureen's.
It does.
Go Bud Greenspan. Hey, who's this moderator?
Questions to facilitate.
Whoa.
Who are you?
Whoa.
The candidates. By coin toss, it's been determined that Senator Kaine will be
no one cares.
First
who are you?
To answer
who are you?
The opening question.
Wow, she is hot.
Who's moderating this?
Agreed to only express that enthusiasm once at the end of the debate.
Yeah, whatever.
Right now, as we welcome Governor Mike Pence and Senator Tim Kaine.
Can I call you Joe?
Oh, stupid.
Oh, it's one of the sit-down at a desk ones. Awesome. It makes it even more awkward, the proximity.
Yeah, it is really awkward.
These guys are just both too old, aren't they?
I think Hillary's VP is pretty good.
Gentlemen, welcome.
He seems sharp when I've seen him talk.
To be with both of you tonight. I'd like to
Pence is a computer. He's a robot.
Leadership. 28 years ago, tomorrow night, Lloyd Benson said the vice presidential debate was not about the qualifications for the vice presidency, but about how, if tragedy should occur, the vice president
has
to step in without any margin for error, without time for preparation.
She's in way over her head.
Responsibility for the
where's
biggest
this? Where's this at again?
In Longwood University?
What about your what would? Qualities,
Longwood?
Your skills, Longwood. And your temperament equip you to step into that role at a moment?
Could you ask a longer question, please?
I know, I already spaced out.
Thank you for being here tonight.
Fake.
Governor Pence, welcome. It is so great to be
Elaine
back.
Elaine Cujano.
Never heard of her. Where's she from?
This is a very special
I'm
place.
Finding out.
65 years ago, a young, courageous woman, Barbara Johns, led a
CBSN? I don't even know what the network is.
CBSN?
She made history by protesting school segregation.
No idea.
She believed our nation was stronger together. And that
second generation Filipino American, also the first Asian American journalist to moderate a national debate.
Toward equality.
Ooh! So youngest debate moderator since then, CNN anchor and correspondent Judy Woodruff.
Hillary Clinton to be president of the United States. I'm proud because
what are you talking about?
Together. building an economy that
works. I'm already bored.
Just those
I know, it is kind of boring.
Being safe in the world, not only with a strong military, a little more but planned also strong out? Alliances.
You'll go back to Rick Astley. Or?
No,
change.
I'd rather watch
close.
To build a community,
this is
respect,
as much of a comedy.
Like Barbara Johns tried to do 65 years ago. That's why I'm so proud to be a.
Who did what 65 years ago?
Who knows? His mom gave birth to him. I don't know.
The test of a Clinton administration.
And 65 years ago would have been 1961.
It'll be whether we can make somebody's life
yeah,
better.
1951.
Whether we can make a classroom better learning environment for school kids or
see,
teachers.
No one even remembers what the question is, and he's just rambling whatever his...
Well, no one even knows what the question is. It went on and on and on. And a civil rights lawyer, it's like six questions in one.
Councilman and mayor. You've been a lieutenant.
How is Pence going to be able to follow this up?
I know.
Think you will help me figure
God help us if he has to repeat the question.
So that we always keep in mind
she won't even be able to do it.
The success of the administration is the difference we make in people's lives. And that's what I bring to the table.
He can't be president.
That
sorry.
Experience having served at all levels of government.
I just made my decision.
Is to be
he's too boring.
Well, I'll decide if the next guy can.
You can't hold my train of thought. You can't be president.
Mike Pence is really going to light the stage on fire with his charisma.
I'll just say
you're awesome.
We trust Hillary.
Remember when he said that to Trump?
We trust her with the most important thing in our life. We have a son deployed.
No, we don't trust her. No one trusts her. You shouldn't have even used that word.
That was a big mistake.
I give you an F.
As commander-in-chief scares us to death.
Governor Pence.
Well, first off, thank you, Elaine, and thank you to... Thank you to Norwood University for their wonderful hospitality. The commission.
This guy looks like he is a robot.
It's humbling for me to be here.
Doesn't he?
Be surrounded.
Like, can't you just imagine opening a control panel in the back of his head?
Yeah. It looks like Johnny Quest's dad, right? Well. Isn't that the one comparison?
I also want to say,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yes.
In tonight,
it's a Johnny Quest.
Who understands what an enormously important time this is in the life of our nation. For the last 7.5 years, we've seen...
Holy
America's
cow, these two
the
are the most boring picks.
We've seen an economy stifled.
Need some Botox on those, around his eyes.
Yeah, those crow's feet.
A war on coal and
beautiful blue tie, though.
Healthcare reform come to
spotless.
Be known as Obamacare. And the American people know that we need to make a change. And so I want to thank all of you for being with us tonight. I also want to thank Donald Trump for making
the call spin this
and
one.
Inviting us to be a part of this ticket. I have to tell you, I'm a small-town boy from a place not too different from Farmville. I grew up with a cornfield in my backyard. My
Farmville, I'm
going to
predict on Twitter, there are tons of jokes
age.
About the app
my mom and
Farmville.
Dad, build a, everything that matters in a small town.
Because the American public is
in
very predictable.
Indiana, they built a family and a good name and a business, and they raised a family. And I dream someday of representing my hometown in Washington, D.C., but I... honestly, Elaine, I never
you dreamed of that.
Never imagined I'd have the opportunity.
Who dreams of doing that?
Well, you represent sitting at a table like this in this kind of a position.
Dream of owning a so Mercedes question, or playing center field for the Yankees.
I would hope.
Or
that,
you know, nailing a hot chick.
If the responsibility.
Dreamed of representing farm. Oh, how boring! You need help.
Where is he? Is he from Indiana? Is that the small town he's talking about?
No, I think he said Farmville, somewhere near Longwood.
Oh, this is in Farmville. It's in Farmville, Virginia.
Well, he came from a place not unlike Farmville. Yeah, probably in Indiana, I guess. Jay's looking it up.
Because he represented his town as governor of Indiana.
He's from Columbus, Indiana.
Yeah.
I would hope, and frankly,
he's not a very popular governor in that state.
I'm taken back that neither of them mentioned the tragedy of Kim Kardashian yet.
Including her commitment to public service. Yet 60% of voters don't think she's trustworthy.
No, it's higher than that, honey.
Why do so many people
distrust
her?
Yeah, it's like 70, isn't it?
Is it because they have questions about her emails and the Clinton Foundation?
Elaine, it's because she lies.
How can these guys talk just being rock hard over this hot chick asking them questions like she cares anything about what they have to say? This young Filipino chick's into me. All right.
They held on to that passion throughout their life, regardless of whether they were in office or not, succeeding or failing. Hillary Clinton has that passion from a time as a kid.
Yeah, but why do people distrust her?
In the suburbs of Chicago.
You answered the question,
dude. She has
been
focused on serving others with a special focus on empowering families and kids. As a civil rights lawyer in the South with the Children's Defense Fund.
He can't be president.
First Lady
he cannot
Arkansas,
be president.
Which
Senator,
one? Kane?
Kane.
Secretary
he's too boring.
Of State, it's always been about
well, that's why they will pick these people because they're boring.
With Donald Trump. Donald Trump always puts himself first. He built a business career in the words of one of his
he is viciously attacking.
Johnny Pence is shaking his head. Yeah, Johnny Quest's dad.
With a speech where he called Mexicans rapists and criminals, and he has.
You not call Mexicans rapists and criminals. He's talking about illegal aliens.
Really, no, he said Mexicans.
That President Obama wasn't born
he
in
did.
The United States.
He
he's
did.
Not saying they're all rapists and criminals.
Think about these days where an African American could
all
not be a citizen.
There have been
the
some
States.
Rapists and
I
criminals
can't
from Mexico.
Come over as illegal aliens.
I'm just waiting for some of the moments like when Donald was going Lester. You know what I mean? Lester kept trying to shut him down. Yeah, 2 minutes, 20 seconds. Wait for that to hear. Elaine.
67% of voters feel he is a risky choice, and 65% feel he does not have the right kind of temperament to be president.
Oh, this will be fun.
Why do so many Americans think Mr. Trump is simply too erratic?
Well, let me say first and foremost.
But he doesn't answer the question.
Senator, you and Hillary Clinton would know a lot about an insult-driven campaign. It really is remarkable. At a time when literally, in the wake of Hillary Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State, where she was the architect of the Obama administration's foreign policy.
Literally?
Entire
maybe.
Portions of the world.
That's, I don't know if that's something
Middle
that
East, literally
they're going to want to hang their
control.
Head on.
I mean, the situation we're watching hour by hour in Syria today is a result of the failed
that's
foreign
a good,
policy
a good attack.
And weak foreign policy that
it's
Hillary
a good attack.
Clinton helped lead in this administration and create. The newly emboldened the aggression of Russia, whether it was in Ukraine or...
You guys heavy-handed love Russia.
Approach.
You both
their heavy-handed
said,
approach.
You both have said Vladimir Putin
well,
is a better
we're
hanger
get to
than
Russia
president.
In just a moment, but I do want to get back to the.
But in the midst,
his attack was. You guys love Russia.
Thank you, Senator.
Right, he's right, but
it's kind of. It was almost like you said, "Get a room with Russia."
We have that coming up here, but in the meantime, the questions were about your running mates.
Neither one of you asked to answer the question.
At a time of great challenge in the life of this nation. Where we've weakened America's place in the world, stifled America's economy, the campaign of Hillary Clinton.
Answer the question.
An avalanche of insults. Look,
he's
to, get,
talk,
to get to your
he's
question.
He's never going to talk
about
Trump. His whole plan
Donald
is
Trump
to attack Hillary, which is smart.
Through hard times and through good times, he's brought an extraordinary business acumen. He's employed tens of thousands of people in this country
and paid a few taxes and lost $1 billion a year.
But why the disconnect with your running mates?
But there's a reason why people question the trustworthiness of Hillary Clinton, and that's because they're paying attention. I mean, the reality is, when she was Secretary of State, Senator, come on. She had a Clinton Foundation accepting contributions from foreign governments.
Crooked Hillary.
Donald Trump's apprentice. Let me talk about this
Senator,
issue.
Senator, I think I'm still on my time.
Well, I think, isn't this a discussion?
This is our open discussion.
Senator, let's talk about this.
Well,
let me interrupt you and finish my sentence if I can.
The Clinton Foundation accepted foreign contributions from foreign governments and foreign donors while she was Secretary
okay,
of State.
Okay, now I can weigh
she had a private
now, no,
server
I get to weigh in
that
now.
Was
let me
discovered
just say this. Which I did raise. Senator,
to keep that pay-to-play process out of the reach of the
Governor
public.
Pence doesn't think the world's going so well, and he is going
to
say it's everybody's
do
fault.
Do you?
Let me tell you this. When Hillary Clinton became Secretary of State, Governor Pence, do you know that Osama bin Laden was alive?
Yes.
Do you know that we had 175,000 troops deployed in the battlefield in Iraq and Afghanistan? Do you know that Iran was racing toward a nuclear weapon and Russia was expanding its stockpile? Under Secretary Clinton's leadership, she was part of the national team, public safety team, that went after and revived the dormant hunt against bin Laden and wiped him off the face of the earth. She worked a deal with the Russians to reduce their chemical weapons stockpile. She worked a tough negotiation
reset
with
button?
Nations around the world to
you think he's gonna mention
eliminate
the, reset button?
The Iranian nuclear weapons program without firing a
Some
shot.
People hate that
the
deal.
Absolutely,
without firing a shot. And instead of 175,000 American troops deployed overseas, we now have 15,000.
Right, and
these are very, very
not enough.
Iraq has been overrun by ISIS because Hillary Clinton failed to renegotiate.
More American troops
Hillary
in Iraq,
Clinton,
you can,
Hillary
you can
Clinton,
propose that.
Hillary Clinton failed to renegotiate a status of forces agreement.
No, that is incorrect.
And that's so we removed all of our troops from Iraq, and ISIS was able to be conjured up in that vacuum.
But I'd like to...
Oh, there's Johnny Quest dead.
President...
He does. Looks exceptionally like him.
At the end of 2011. And Elaine, Iraq didn't want our troops to stay, and they wouldn't give us the protection.
I think I'd rather watch Johnny Quest.
If a nation where our troops
is this an episode, Jay?
Serving does not want us to stay, we're not going to stay without them being
Can you bring up an episode?
If Governor Pence wants to put more troops back in Iraq, that's fine.
Do you think Donald and Hillary are watching this?
Let's turn to the issue of the economy.
Oh, I'm sure,
to
I'm sure Trump is tweeting away.
Budget,
I bet you Hillary's tweeting away as well.
Will reduce the growing $19 trillion gross national debt. In fact,
Hillary's
your plans
probably
would add even more to it. Both of you were governors who balanced state budgets. Are you concerned that adding more to the debt could be disastrous for the country? Governor Pence.
I think the fact that that under this past administration, of which Hillary Clinton was a part, we've almost doubled the national debt is atrocious. I mean, I'm very proud of the fact that I come from a state that
works. Your Bill Reaming Obama care, by the way?
Budgets.
Yeah.
How about that?
Trump ragging on.
And in infrastructure.
What did he say about Hillary?
I term with $2 billion in the bank.
Did you hear what Trump's response to that was?
Different than when
to Bill Clinton ragging on Obamacare?
Virginia.
He said some of the effect of Hillary putting Bill through hell tonight for that. And, you know, everybody cheered. And then he goes, but there's probably been plenty of nights Hillary's put Bill through hell.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find it.
Johnny Quest! Yes! Where's Haji?
I'd vote for Haji.
Pretty cool intro. It's a wild bug they're shooting at. One-eyed bug. It's a great intro music too, isn't it?
It's pretty catchy.
Yeah, Mike Pence has made a cameo there.
There's John, there's Pence, Mike Pence, flying through the air. He looks, and the resemblance between Johnny Quest's father and Mike Pence is amazing. Have they ever been in the same room together?
No, same person.
Don't they introduce the characters? Oh, Johnny Quest, there he is.
Smug.
Dr. Benton Quest. Who the fuck is he? Race Bannon. Wait, he's not Johnny Quest's dad? Who is he?
So
and
that's
Haji.
His name? Yeah.
Race Bannon.
Race Bannon, okay.
B-A-N-N-O-N.
Looks like Mike Pence. Ooh, he does. Bandit. And Bandit. Bandit's racist against white people.
Everybody's in the cockpit. Nobody's talking. They're flying to some mission and doing nothing.
Elaine, on the economy, there's a fundamental choice for the American electorate. Do you want a your hired president in Hillary Clinton, or do you want a your fired president in Donald Trump?
Oh, God, how lame.
A plan that's on the table that's a your hired plan. Five components. First thing we do is we invest in manufacturing infrastructure and research in the clean energy jobs of tomorrow. Second thing is we invest.
This guy annoys me. Does he? Do you find him annoying?
Education to great teachers to debt-free college.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no.
He's a little smug or something.
I find him. I think he's a pussy. He just comes across to me as a pussy.
We promote fairness.
Well, I think being Hillary's VP almost makes me feel like he's a pussy to start with.
That might be why. That might be why. And frankly,
I mean, I really wasn't thinking about that when I was thinking about how smug he is.
Just as we've done in Virginia to make it easier to start and grow.
But what politician do I like? I mean,
each grew up in small.
Not many.
Donald Trump. Oh, he's not a politician.
Donald Trump. I don't like Donald Trump. No, I do like Donald Trump. Actually, I don't like him as a president.
Pussy.
Middle-class individuals and small businesses.
Jake, can you pop me up and pop them down? Oh, wait, hang on.
Yeah. I don't know if I can listen to these guys.
There's an ad playing right now.
Yeah, but this is like a cliffhanger discussion, Mark.
And there's two key elements.
Let me just cut these assholes
First,
off.
Donald Trump said wages are too high.
How are 50 million people going to watch this? I don't believe it.
They'll watch 10 or 15 minutes, don't you think?
I guess.
Just pot them down. Please pot them down. Oh, Jesus.
Trying to find and give him hell line. All right, let's see, where's it at?
Donald Trump makes me laugh, I have to admit. Like, that whole Rosie O'Donnell thing was hilarious.
The stupidity of our leaders who passed this disaster into
law. I didn't mind him on The Apprentice too much.
There's a great story about him on The Apprentice too today. Did you read it?
Because hustling the chicks out there?
Yeah, the quote, though.
No, what was the quote?
Hang on, let me find where he says this about Bill. Here you go.
Did you hear yesterday? Of all people, maybe he's not a very good surrogate. I don't think so.
She doesn't like him.
President Bill Clinton came out and told the truth about Obamacare. This was yesterday. He's absolutely trashed President Obama.
Why isn't that a bigger story? I'm surprised.
Legislation.
Would remember Trump Hillary rather Clinton have Hillary's health care plan that they tried to push through? The one-payer system? Obama, of course not. It's the lesser of two evils. Give me a break.
All right, here we go.
You see what's happening with your premiums? They're going through the roof. Some are yeah. 60, 70, 80%.
100.
But Bill Clinton
102 for
has
you.
A much different view. This was yesterday. Here is what Bill said. He just said it was a crazy system where people end up with premiums doubled and coverage cut in half. He's right. He said it's the craziest thing in the world. These are exact quotes, by the way. I'm not, you know, like, these are exact. Bill Clinton said...
So you can tell when he goes quote, off the teleprompter.
People out there are busting it, sometimes 60 hours a week, and wind up with their premiums doubled and their coverage cut in half. Mm-hmm. The people getting killed in this deal are the small business people and the individuals who make just a bit too much money and just they need the subsidies. They have to get help. He said they're making just a bit too much. He's actually right, right? Clinton added that it doesn't make any sense and that the insurance model doesn't work. Now, I've been saying that for a long time. At least he's honest. He's very late.
I should jump further.
In the meantime, she wants to double down on Obamacare. I'll bet he went through hell last night. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
They haven't been together in years. They don't even see each other.
Can you imagine what he went through after making that statement? He went through hell. But you know, honestly, there have been many nights when he's gone through hell with Hillary in office. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I want to thank him, honestly, for being honest. I want to thank him, because that's it. It's not
so,
a great
when you hear people, exactly you hear people bluster about, you know, the worst election in history and these candidates are so awful and blah, 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 blah. Would people rather have this battle where you really hate both candidates and you're paying attention, or would you rather have generic Republican and generic Democrat that we see on the debate tonight?
Well, to watch a campaign, sure, this is great. Just to watch a campaign for people like us?
Because you and I both agree. The president matters not as much
not
as
that
I think
much.
As people. It matters.
Not even that much, in my opinion.
I mean, they do have a lot of unilateral power. I mean, there's some stuff they can do, but I think the country will be fine no matter who's president.
They can be easily checked. Case in point, whether or not we can sue, Americans can sue companies or countries like Saudi Arabia, 99-1.
True, but every president is also... past the, has also had their own kind of war. What's the act? The war where Congress has to approve a war. What's it called? The War Act of like 72 or whatever.
Oh, I thought you just saw.
But everybody has they've used troops one way or another to get around that. I mean, there's a lot of ways to get around things. There's, what do people rag Obama for? The presidential when you can't get stuff done.
You make gridlock.
No, you make, God damn it, I wish I could draw blanks tonight.
What are you talking about? When the president...
When they pass, like, their own... Like, he did it for immigration.
Executive privilege.
Sorry. Thank you. But that's it. I mean, they use executive privilege, and he hasn't used it nearly as much as other presidents, but they all do. So, yeah, they do have more power than just the checks and balances. They have ways of going around it.
They can pardon people. There's all kinds of things they can do.
Yeah, because the Constitution basically says you're the president, you can enforce what you want, but at the same time, you're supposed to uphold to the Constitution. The Constitution can kind of contradict itself. Anyway, the point being, what kind of election would you rather have? One where people are paying attention out of pure hate, or generic Republican, Democrat that you're seeing in tonight's debate?
It's hard to believe there aren't better people who could represent their parties than these two. And it's hard to believe that it's not conceivable that we have a third party where someone who is a moderate, someone who isn't a cookie-cutter Republican who believes in guns and appeals to certain interest groups every time, and Democrats who now are getting minority votes of something close to 100%. I mean, honest to God, if I were a black person, I would be demanding so much more out of Hillary Clinton than I feel is being demanded out of her, or Obama for that matter.
I agree.
Wouldn't you think you would? I mean, literally, blacks are winning elections for the president. They won it for Obama. They're going to win it for Hillary Clinton. Wouldn't you think there'd be more coming their way?
Like what?
Like whatever they want. Carte blanche. They won the election.
Well, isn't that the big knock on Obama is that he's too not nice, what's the right word, too accepting of Black Lives Matter?
Oh, I don't know. There's so many knocks on Obama, and I'm not even sure where they come from anymore.
Oh, that's a
which
bit,
ones are real and not real.
That is a major issue with people.
That he's too accepting of Black Lives Matter.
He doesn't like law enforcement because he's too accepting of Black Lives Matter.
I would, in a way, I would agree because I think it's the response to the problem is larger than the problem.
The response to the problem. Okay.
The reaction to the problem is larger than the problem. It's a problem. Of course, it's a problem. But
well, it depends what problem you're talking about. Are you talking about killing or just being mistreated by police?
Killing, which is primarily what this is about.
Well, it should be about mistreating.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what
they do get pulled over more and searched more.
They also are in the criminal justice system more. 18 to 34 year old blacks, I think it's 1 in 3 are either in prison, in jail, or on probation.
And Obama, you know, he's had a lot of pardons for drugs, which is good. That's actually like the one bipartisan thing they can agree on now. That the war on drugs has been a huge joke. Mandatory minimums have been a huge joke.
When's White Boy Rick get his pardon?
That's a great question.
Let's stop talking about these idiots.
All right, sorry.
Sick of these people.
I know Julie yelled at me today. She says she doesn't even like listening to us talk about politics.
I don't blame her.
I said, why? Because you get enough of me at home? And she said, yes.
No, a lot of people are sick of it. You know, it's hard when people are running for president every 4 years. It's a big deal. It's on the front page every day. Actually, I think it's almost a little overblown, to be honest.
See, that's funny. I can't wait for this election to be over, but I don't really get sick of it. I like hearing opposing viewpoints.
I don't know. If I thought it was for real, if I really thought something was getting done.
Oh, nothing. Nothing's just done.
Or when it's just sheer entertainment, I'm fine with it. But
pot them up. Let's see what they're saying right now, just for S&Gs.
Mayor in Richmond. And when I came in, we had one of the highest homicide rates in the United States. We fought very, very hard over the course of my time in local office.
Oh, he's blowing himself.
Police department, and we reduced
well, he's been hard because his moderator is so hot.
And then when I was governor of Virginia, we worked hard, too.
Not flexible
enough. We did something we had really wanted
Pence
to do.
Looks really
for the first
pissy
time
right
ever,
now, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's cranky.
Top 10 safest states because we worked together.
All right, here's Trump. Here's what this is from the AP story where they interviewed 20 former workers on The Apprentice, which... It's kind of unfair that The Apprentice has to do anything with running for president. But from the story, a former crew member who signed a non-disclosure agreement and asked not to be identified recalled that Trump used to ask male contestants whether they would sleep with a particular female contestant. And then he expressed his own interest. Quote, when we were in the boardroom one time figuring out who was to blame for the task, he just stopped in the middle, pointed to someone and said, you'd fuck her, wouldn't you? I'd fuck her. Come on, wouldn't you? The person continued. Everyone's just trying to make him stop talking.
A fairly normal conversation.
And the woman is just shrinking in her seat.
Oh, the woman's in the room?
She's one of the contestants.
Oh, boy.
He's asking the other contestants that.
Well, that's ugly. If it's true.
One former contestant, Gene Folks, I don't know who these people are, said Trump requested the female contestants wear more revealing dresses while filming. Now, that's just...
Hey, trying to help
that's
him.
Just for television, though. Honestly, I really don't have a problem with it. That's for television. And several cast members said they had one woman on the show, Poppy. Remember a chick named Poppy?
Not really. I'm sure I would if I saw her.
He had her twirl so he could observe her from all angles. She didn't have a problem with it, though. So
she took one for the team. Good for her. We need to, there's a story about the Flocka guy.
Yeah,
great story.
Face-eating frat boy.
Yeah, he's alive. He's taking a mugshot. But before we get to Flocka guy, the face eater, I mentioned the Houston shooter, the disgruntled lawyer.
Yeah, isn't he an alleged Nazi?
Oh, I didn't know he was a Nazi.
The one in Houston, right?
Yeah, he shot 9 people, I think.
Yeah, what's his name?
His name is...
I thought he was a white supremacist. Or a Nazi.
Nathan Desai. Anyway, he works for this firm that had got these terrible reviews, and I thought for sure there must be some great Yelp reviews on his law firm.
Yeah.
They mentioned this angry customer wrote, I would not recommend this firm to anyone. My initial interview was with Desai. I was asked to pay a $1,500 retainer, which I paid under the impression that things were going to be taken care of. The end result was that nothing could be done to help me. I don't understand why I was charged so much money for them to simply tell me, sorry, we can't help you. Besides that, Nathan Desai acted very unprofessional by asking me out for dinner and drinks. Oh, it's a check.
Hey, you should be flattered. Yeah, when he was caught, he had a Nazi, the swastika, I think it was. Nazi attire is what they say.
I was very offended by the lack of professionalism. Another said, I give them 1 star. It's the lowest rating allowed. If it were possible, I would give them a negative million star rating. To start with, Kenny McDaniels is a raging alcoholic that constantly had alcohol in his breath at all times of the day.
All right, party.
As for their fees, they completely overcharged for what little service they provided. I'm talking about $9,000 for just under 2 days of work.
That's right, it sucks.
When the case began to become difficult, they decided to stop representing me. So basically, they did poor work, took my money, and ran off with my money before my case was anywhere close to being finished. I wouldn't recommend these two jokers to even my worst enemies for representation of any level of law.
Jokers. I love that phrase. That word.
What's the firm's name?
Is it just his last name, law firm?
Desai, D-E-S-A-I, capital S. Yeah. And his partner, I think it's named after the two partners. Oh, it's McDaniel and Desai, LLP. They've got to have some serious one-star reviews. McDaniel, M-C, capital D-A-N-I-E-L, and Desai, LLP.
They're down to 2 stars on Yelp. I'm sure the most recent ones are going to be, you know, not the best. Let's see. Let's do the newest ones first.
They've got to have a bunch of one-stars, right?
Yeah, well, the most recent one. Desai had Nazi stuff and shot people. This is really, really bad. I would not use this guy.
Desai had Nazi stuff and shot people?
Yes.
That's not really a review, but we'll
take
it. That's
the only review on his page.
Oh, that's the only review?
Yeah.
Period?
Well, on Yelp for him. Let's see if...
Jeez.
Let's see if Google... Jeez. Oh, there's 11 Google reviews. This lawyer sucks. He doesn't even know what's legal or illegal. Shooting people is illegal. Duh! I asked him for legal advice, and he doesn't respond. He's playing dead with me. That's from Michael Mayer a week ago. I think it's the Michael Mayer we know.
Yeah, of course it is. Great salesperson for WRIF.
Paul Dobbs, 1 star. This guy went off all half-cocked. He was a loose cannon. What a son of a gun. I hear gun sales are shooting up. Enough puns, Paul. Well, here's another one, 1 star. Sucks as a lawyer, sucks as a human. He's so crazy. Another 1 star. This dude Desai is a murderer. Those are all like from a week ago. Don't go to this guy. He shot my mom's car. 2 stars. 2 stars?
He shot my mom's car.
What does it take to get 1 star? All right, here's one from... Oh, the one from 2 years ago is the one you read. With the chick?
Yes, who he invited out to dinner and drinks.
Yeah.
With her money.
She's kind of cute.
I bet she is. Oh, her picture's there?
Yeah.
She's what?
She's,
well, that's why I asked her out for drinks.
Judging from this tiny, tiny picture. Sounds like he sucked at being a lawyer as well. 1 star. And then people like a week ago just giving 1 star.
Oh, okay. People just responding to the...
Of course, it's closed.
That's so nice that people give reviews after someone commits a major crime when they haven't really used the service. Why not?
Never gonna let you down.
Together forever.
Pot 'em up, Jay. Let's see what they're talking about now. See how long we can stay awake.
1 year. A U.S. He Senate. Said, I Ooh, have felt fighting. The anger, the frustration, the sadness, and the humiliation that comes with feeling like you're being targeted for nothing more than being just yourself.
We're
what
entertaining
would you say to Senator
to her?
Scott about his experience?
God, this
well,
is the
I
most
have
boring
the deepest respect for Senator Scott, and he's a close friend. And what I would say is that we we need to adopt criminal justice reform nationally.
All right, done.
Boring! Boring! Boring!
Why is a Republican wearing a blue tie and Democrats wearing a red tie?
Pandering to the other side?
We've got to do a better
isn't it funny they always wear red or blue?
Correcting
can someone get wacky and wear like orange, purple,
fuchsia,
mauve?
No, it's only fair. Turn him off when he's being boring, and he's being boring.
What's that?
Turn him off when he's being boring, and he's being boring.
They're all boring.
But if they can't hold your attention more than 10 seconds, I mean, that's pretty bad.
She was boring the hell out of me.
No, I agree. She's a monotone. She's under enormous pressure. She's never hosted anything remotely like
this. Major League Baseball. I'm changing the channel.
Okay, so, Drew, you were already Kim Kardashian's manager earlier.
Yes.
Recovering that. So can you be like the floor director here, just like cut his mic as soon as he starts getting boring? I can see behind the scenes.
I don't know. I'd attach some electrodes to his testicles and fire him up. Hey, you get boring, you get hit with a shot, buddy. Hey, the tabloids didn't get in any of this on Friday because Charlie just can't stand tabloids. I mean, I think it's crazy that he takes his credibility so seriously, but I understand it. I just don't think that our audience really views it as you are testing your credibility to comment on tabloid stories, not to mention how accurate a lot of them are.
Would he view the Kardashian thing? That's not a tabloid story. I mean, she's a tabloid star.
He wouldn't have much interest in it. He wouldn't pay attention to it, so okay. He wouldn't know much about it, unfortunately. Because I'm sure he'd have a lot of funny things to say about it if he did. We need to loosen him up. Get him a TV. Get him cable.
Get him a TV.
He doesn't have cable.
I know.
We need to get MLTV. Paris Jackson is on verge of another meltdown, threatens to catapult her back into the psycho ward. Friends fear. Looks like she may be going down the same road she did before. This chick is nuts.
Yeah.
Paris Jackson.
Yeah, well, look at her dad. Dad was nuts. Michael.
I'm so shocked that being raised by Michael Jackson, I love you, that you would have these problems. But she keeps going on social media where people trash her repeatedly.
And then
she gets suicidal. And then she threatens suicide, takes a bunch of pills, and they have to pump her stomach.
Knock it off.
And it's like, okay, no more social media. And then she goes right back on social media, cries, melts down, takes a bunch of pills, gets her stomach pumped.
I'm in pain all the time.
Did we ever find the one clip I was talking about?
Which one?
You know, our man about being a cocaine addict.
Oh, Leonard Rowe.
Yeah. Didn't we figure out that we had that?
Are you telling me the doctor was selling cocaine?
Or is it online?
Oh, I can't find it. I spent like 3 hours one day looking for it. Online, at least. I could not find it.
I think we've got it in our drops to still get processed, though, Drew.
Okay.
I'm confident we still got it. We just got to find it.
I can't believe the doctor processed cocaine.
Like Drew and Mike Page doesn't have it, or Yuppie Slayer didn't seem like they would have something like
that.
It's hurting me very badly.
I could not find it online.
Okay. Well, we'll find it in our clips eventually.
My shoulder.
Anyway, after her latest meltdown, Paris needed treatment after she slashed her wrist and guzzled pills 3 years ago. After that, she appeared to bounce back, but a year ago, alarm pals again were worried she was battling the same demons that drove her to try suicide. Everyone thought she was back on track, but in video clips with her then 18-year-old boyfriend, Chester Castellaw, a source said Paris was acting crazy. She grabbed a hold of Chester's face and sings, "This is my baby. If you flirt with him, touch him, talk to him, think about him, or even look at him, I will slit your throat."
Yikes.
Paris broke up with Chester and started her steamy affair with current boyfriend Snotty.
Snotty.
Then she went on a big social media marathon and became suicidal. I mean, she's a nutcase.
Get her some help.
I love you, Paris.
Where's your fat-ass mom, Debbie Rowe?
That's right. Wait, Debbie Rowe is her fat-ass mom. That's right. Yeah. God, it's hard to remember that.
Yeah, and Arnie Klein was the donor sperm. All right, rest in peace, Dr. Klein.
Oh, God. Debbie Rowe, nice biological mom, Debbie. Doing a great job.
Rest in peace, Arnie Klein. Rest in peace, Michael Jackson. And most of all, rest in peace, Majestic the Magician.
Louis Anderson paid $100,000 to a blackmail to keep the truth about his sex life under wraps.
What sex life? With dudes?
Yep.
Everybody knew he was gay.
I know.
Nobody cared.
The 63-year-old who won an Emmy for his wacky role as the mother of grown twins on FX's Baskets caved into the demands of extortionist Richard Gordon, who threatened to reveal the massive star tried to hire him as a gay sex toy.
"And why don't you be a gay sex toy for me?
I gotta squeeze my butt!"
"And now that you're working with kids makes it even worse," Gordon wrote in a 97 blackmail note. Well, Louis denies Gordon's gay sex claim. He still paid the creep $100,000 in hush money over 3 years.
Aw, poor Louis.
I know. But when the Mesa, Arizona crook demanded another $250,000, Louis balked and went to the FBI. Agents taped their secret meetings and busted Gordon, who was sentenced to 21 months in prison.
Oh, man, he probably loved it.
I've always kept my personal life really personal and decided I'm not going to let anybody exploit me like this, says Louis, who refused to discuss his sexuality. It hurt my career, but I did the right thing.
We did it, Mom!
We
did it, Mom!
The 5'7" former Family Feud host who at times has crushed the scale at 400 pounds also confesses mental illness runs in his dysfunctional family that included 11 children. He admits battling depression, which fuels his appetite. He once became so overwhelmed he put a gun to his head and was ready to blow his brains out.
Oh, man. And then Kareem Abdul-Jabbar saved his life on the hit TV show Splash. Remember, they became best friends.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, one of Louis' lines is, "We look like the number 10.
Oh, God, that was so funny. What a great line. You know why he didn't commit suicide?
Why?
I didn't want anyone to find me. I didn't want that to be their last memory.
What? Well, okay.
Larry King took a spill on the pavement.
Oh boy.
Of Malibu, and they have pictures, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh boy, please tell me it's like a series of 8, so it shows it happening.
3 pictures, prepare to laugh your ass off. Old talk show host Larry King suddenly collapsed and fell on his hands and knees while walking along a Beverly Hills street. Now friends are terrified the 82-year-old's cancer has returned or he's suffering from another killer disease because he fell. The Globe's shocking photo show Larry took a nasty tumble and was saved from a dangerous face plant by a woman who grabbed his arm.
Oh, man.
Look at these pictures of Larry falling.
This is a piece of ass.
Larry!
Are you saying I could get a doctor who could give me cocaine?
Larry! Larry!
Don't touch my car. Whose car is he's propping himself out with someone's car?
I know, I agree. The owners of that car should be very concerned. I would be looking for damage.
Larry's one hip dresser, man.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool for him.
Broken hip.
Did he tweet about it?
He probably did.
I bet he did.
A eulogy for myself. I was a great man.
Who does he look like in that picture, by the way? The square picture. Does he look like Woody Allen?
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
He does.
Drew, you have to see what just happened in the baseball game.
What happened?
This is incredible. Jake, you pot it up. I know we're all over the map. 2-2, bottom of 7th, 2 out, full count, right? Blue Jays are batting, by the way.
3-2.
Whoa!
Him goes back and has room.
Oh, somebody happened. Threw something at him.
Yeah, like a 22-ounce beer can. It's a beer can.
At the same time, he was trying to make that catch. Inexcusable.
What a dick.
The side is retired.
Well, you know, it's getting scary out there, pissed. I gotta say.
Well,
bullshit.
I only bring it up because we were talking about it earlier, the Texas-Toronto game. I mean, remember, that was the big issue, was they were just pelting people.
That's just crazy. Let's see if we can see through it. Oh, it's so easy. They're going to so nail this person. God, that just missed his head. Just missed his head.
Yeah, because they wanted the ball to land. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that's pretty sucky. That was so close.
By the way, that other game, it was game 5 of the ALDS in 2015, so it was last year.
I'd say at the Michigan game on Saturday, this really has nothing to do with, that was not a reason not to attend a baseball game. Although just thinking about going to the game, being a fan, I don't know why that asshole did that, but at the Michigan game on Saturday,
Toronto, man.
I was so bored with the TV timeouts, it was driving me fucking crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I really was thinking I would much rather be at home watching this than sitting here through these laborious timeouts. There were 3 timeouts between, this is the 4th quarter. By the way, it was an exciting game. It was a great game. Not the most exciting game.
It was a great game.
It was
exciting.
It was a challenging game.
It was a nail biter.
Good matchup.
Yeah.
And between, which is generally, in the 4th quarter, I'm into a game if it's close and I'm there. Between like 12:50 and 9:50 left in the game, there were 3 TV timeouts. And
really?
They just went on and on.
Why don't you just look at your phone like everybody else does?
Well, I was looking at my phone as much as I could, but I didn't have that much to look at. I just wasn't that pumped to look at my phone. I was wanting to watch a damn game.
Yeah, no, it is slow down sporting events in general. Here's another replay. Check it out. Oh, my gosh. That's like a foot away. It is a beer can, right? Yeah, so I was right. Reporter, announcer was wrong.
Some numbskull. Well, they're really getting wild with the language on this.
Look at them. Are those the Mounties?
They got them?
No, they're looking around. That's funny. Everybody in the stands, nobody's ratting the guy out.
Well, that's stupid. I would think somebody would just rat him right out. Oh, no snitching. I forgot.
Snitches get stitches. It was Melvin Upton, by the way, who hit the ball.
Oh, he hit that well.
Yeah,
justice,
brother.
Meg Ryan is wasting away.
She is?
Yes, broke movie queen down to 94 pounds as she battles bulimia.
I saw her on CBS Sunday Morning.
She looks like shit.
She
her
awful.
Plastic surgery is crazy.
Yeah.
Stick thin Meg Ryan looks nightmarishly unhealthy. Medical experts warn. I'm glad when they make these warnings.
Yeah.
The sleepless in Seattle star is flirting with death if she doesn't seek help soon. They're always flirting with death. Or crushing the scale.
Aren't we all really?
Yeah, we are. We all flirt with death. In these shocking images, exclusively obtained by Globe, reveal America's former sweetheart is tragically wasted away to a horrifying 94 pounds, and her clothes are literally hanging off her bony body. We're going to bring a doctor into the fray here.
Oh, who has not treated her?
Well, I don't know yet. She looks gaunt, nightmarishly unhealthy, says Dr. Stuart Fisher, who has not treated Meg, but analyzed her disturbing photos. So he's analyzed the photos, but he hasn't treated
her. Enough.
I would suspect
all he would do is analyze her body if she was standing in front of him.
Exactly. You can see her pretty well. I would suspect an eating disorder. I would recommend a consultation with a psychiatrist, said Dr. Fisher, who adds a 54-year-old is at risk of losing her life by trying to recapture her faded beauty.
Ouch.
Her film career stalled after she did Serious Moonlight in 2009. Now insiders say she's fallen on financial hard times and is just about broke.
Well, she financed that new stinker of a movie all by herself.
Ooh. What's more, the one-time A-list star watched helplessly as her already floundering career took another nosedive with her directorial debut Ithaca. Yeah. The movie flopped with critics and at the box office despite the on-screen reunion with her sleepless co-star Tom Hanks. But stress out Meg's woes extend beyond the silver screen. Oh, and then they talk about her and Mellencamp breaking up. And, wait, she's got some new cock, though. Let's see.
Hanks? Is it Hanks?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Did her and Hanks finally find love?
No, Mellencamp found some
every movie together?
Mellencamp found some new ass, okay. Christy Brinkley, which is a big trade-up. But look at she is literally wasting away. Look at her, wasting away.
Oh, my God.
You'll see it. Don't you like all the visual aids I have for the show today?
Oh, she is flirting with death.
Oh, clearly. No, she is.
She looks awful.
It's a dangerous flirtation she's into.
Oh, my God. Look at how low her boob is on her abdomen.
I know. That's the first thing I noticed.
Next to her belly button.
It's awful.
Oh.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem.
Someone do something, please.
Start eating, Meg.
There's a story about Scientology that they're big targets, and I don't know their current targets, but their big targets at one time a few years ago were Mariah Carey and and her billionaire hubby-to-be James Packer. For some reason, they thought these two could be sucked in.
I still think she could be.
I think so, too.
I think Scientology could still get her.
Packer was labeled a top priority by church kingpins and underwent auditing from the top Scientology's personnel. So he actually went there and spent the night in the Celebrity Center.
He did. Oh, man.
In their luxury penthouse.
All right. Let's see his audits.
Yeah. They don't have the auditing information here, but and Mariah, of course, they just thought, oh, she's such a pushover. She'll join in a second if he does.
I remember she was walking around in, was it France?
Oh, yeah. With that see-through, that see-through white outfit.
That's right. Yeah. It's your butthole.
Janet's ex begs to see his child. This is about James DeBarge. Remember he's married to Janet?
Yeah, from El DeBarge?
Yeah.
What was their big song?
Oh, God. I was going to say Pasaducci, but that's not...
No, that's... DeBarge. Oh, God, I hate that song so much.
I know, I hate it, too.
And why is it the left?
I'm sure I hate DeBarge's song, too.
No, I bet you it's awesome.
No, I do not like it, I promise you.
I bet you know it.
Anyway, he's married to Janet Jackson for like a year before the Jackson family kidnapped Janet to take her away from him, basically, and demanded that she get a divorce. Is this his hit?
Oh, no, I know what it is. What song is this, Jay?
I like it.
No, it's not.
No, I assume he's got a bigger hit than this.
I don't like this.
No, please take this shit off.
I'll give you a hint.
This is terrible.
Drew, don't listen. The theme song from Short Circuit. Do you remember the movie Short Circuit, which I loved when I was a kid? Remember
Johnny? I don't even remember it by name.
Remember Johnny Five? Remember Johnny Five, the robot? You know my infatuation with robots. Do you remember the song, Drew?
Maybe. I might have played it on a radio station, actually. She's Johnny?
Who's Johnny?
Oh, who's Johnny?
Who's Johnny, she said.
Love the gripping video, too. They're in a courtroom.
Oh, really?
He's under
is Johnny Five in the video?
I don't know who Johnny Five is.
Johnny. Johnny Five's the robot from Short Circuit.
Who is Johnny? Yeah, I remember this piece of dung. Barely.
And this guy got to nail Janet Jackson when she was hot.
I know. And then the Jackson family literally removed her from the marriage. They literally like sent a van of guys over.
Because he did the theme song to Short Circuit.
You cannot know Jackson be married to such a tool. It will not allow it, no matter how stupid you are for falling for this idiot. So anyway, he claims that Janet was pregnant when she was taken away from him and that she gave birth and gave the kid away for adoption.
Okay.
And he wants to meet his child.
Really?
So he's begging Janet through the Globe. What a great service of the Inquirer to offer their pages so he can beg to see his child from Janet.
So he can beg.
Who'd be the only one who would know where he could find his child. And they also say, or he claims that her pregnancy now is fake.
Oh, wow.
Remember she claimed she was pregnant a few months ago?
Yeah. Which is why she stopped doing everything.
Right? DeBar says, you won't see her for the next 6 months, and then she'll just emerge with some fake kid, which will be birthed by someone else.
Really?
And I'll be Janet's kid.
That's quite the conspiracy theory.
That's kind of interesting. I haven't seen her lately. Have you?
Who is Johnny? No.
El DeBar just celebrity net worth $1.5 million.
That's not
so
bad.
He's done okay on that song. You're going to be really happy about this story. Shannon Doherty and Tori Spelling have made up.
Oh, thank God. Right. Well, Shannon's really
too late.
Ill.
Yeah, there's not that much time left. Could be a shortage of time with Shannon Doherty having cancer.
That's a bummer of a story. I always liked her. I don't know why.
Yeah, I always thought she was cute. I knew she was nuts. She wanted to have her boyfriend sodomized on her front lawn. She paid someone a lot of money to sodomize her boyfriend on her front lawn so she could watch out the window. She didn't even want him brought in the house. She thought it'd be too messy. I don't want his feces all over my house.
I love it, too, that she had to see it live. No videotape. I got to see it live.
It's got to be in front of this window, too, because I got a good close-up view.
And then I can go upstairs and get an overhead view.
Yeah, and I want it done before it gets dark so I can see it really well.
Actually,
broad daylight would be best.
If you do it, what's it called? The power hour when they film? The golden hour? What is it called when film?
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
But anyway, her and Tori are friends. Tori acknowledged that she got her fired and she apologized for it. Because if you remember, what year was it? Their freeze-out thawed when Tori reached out to her co-star. Tori texted Shannon when she learned she had cancer. It led to a phone call, got them really talking. Shannon and Tori played pals Brendan and Donna, but bad blood began brewing between them, and Shannon's character was sent off to London in 1994.
Really?
If you remember.
I don't remember that.
Oh, Brendan's going off to London. See you, Brenda. Bye. She leaves on a plane. She's never on the show again. She just goes to London, never talks to her family anymore.
She never visits from London?
No, never.
Did Tori
She's too busy in London.
Did Tori ask for money because she had a lawsuit against her?
I saw the $37,000 she owes American Express for over a year now. Her last check was for $1,070 and it bounced.
She's had some money issues.
You know, I'm kind of, actually that whole story kind of pisses me off because she whines and moans because when her father died, she only got $800,000.
Exactly, yeah. Of his millions upon millions.
Her celebrity net worth is equal to DeBar's at $1.5
million. Really?
Apparently, the celebrity net worth needs to read that story.
Her should be way, way.
She owes the government over $1 million in back taxes.
Yeah.
And yet her family went on a vacation to Paris last year. There's pictures.
Was that for the TV show?
No, she and her family went on vacation.
Really?
And talk about trying to suck money out of her fans. She's written like 5 books.
Yeah.
She's done a radio show. I mean, she's even sunk to doing a radio show on Sirius, which, by the way, I've heard Stern rag on it. She got no listeners whatsoever. None. Zero zilch. And I saw her try out for it on her stupid reality TV show. And it was like, She did like a half hour audition, and it was so fucking bad. I thought, oh God, at least they won't hire her. They hired her.
They did?
Yeah. Her and her stupid husband. It was brutal. I mean, no one listened. Of course no one listened.
So can't mom just throw some money at it and say go away and then never talk to me again?
That's not going to teach Tori anything. Hillary is insane. Mental health experts agree she's unfit for office. Their shocking findings will finish her. Unstable Hillary Clinton suffers from extreme dangerous mental disorders that disqualify her from serving as America's S commander-in-chief. That bombshell analysis containing a secret psychiatric file was leaked to the National Enquirer. Hillary's diagnosed as a very dangerous sociopath with a narcissistic personality disorder who's considered too unbalanced to be president. This will forever finish Hillary off. The diagnosis compiled by mental health experts makes it quite clear Hillary is crazy and can't be trusted. Even Democrats are terrified. What will happen if she wins the Oval Office? There's more in that, but I thought... you know, we're talking about Colbert and CBS?
Yeah.
Inquirer's got a story about how CBS is absolutely unhappy with Colbert, with the ratings, with him, with the direction of the show. And this claims, and I heard Stern talking to James Corden. He interviewed him, was insisting that he's going to be offered this job. This story suggests that that is a fact.
Is Les Moonves still in charge over there?
I don't.
Because isn't Howard tight with him? Or was he at one time?
Yeah, I think he was.
So I thought.
Yeah.
So I bet you they lean on Howard for his opinion.
Oh, I would think they would for some certain things. Yeah. Yeah, he's friendly. He's in pop culture like everybody. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom.
Oh, yeah.
They're moving.
Yeah, is he nude?
No, they're moving. They're literally moving to Splitsville.
Population 2.
They've got a moving van, you know, moving to Splitsville.
That's great.
I know, I love it.
That's awesome.
Katy Perry is roaring mad over sweetie Orlando Bloom's refusal to dump his Malibu bachelor pad. After sizzling 8-month romance, 39-year-old Orlando was set to give the pop cutie a $1 million engagement ring, but now they're battling about where to live as a married couple. Katy and Orlando have talked extensively about tying the knot and settled on a tentative date in 2017. But Katy wants to buy a ranch in Montecito near Santa Barbara, where she grew up and where her family is based. But Orlando's digging in his heels and refusing to give up his Malibu bachelor pad because his ex and her 5-year-old live minutes away. But the I Kissed a Girl singer has made it clear she doesn't want to call Malibu home. She groused, "My boyfriend lives in Malibu, and getting used to that drive was like, are you kidding me? What kind of life is this?" So they're Splitsville.
Wow.
They're moving to Splitsville.
Yeah. It's got to be awkward living in Splitsville with your ex.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, God, you will not believe the size of Gerard Depardieu.
Oh, he's enormous.
He's a monster. And Jeff...
Star of My Father, the Hero. Remember that movie?
Yes.
That is such a weird movie.
Jeff Bridges is also gigundous.
I'm dying now.
There's absolutely no question he's had hernia surgery based on his scars. He's shirtless and looking huge, but he's got these scars that indicate hernia surgery. And then...
who was the chick in My Father, the Hero? Didn't she grow up to be somebody?
I do remember the movie.
She was like a teen actress and grew up to be somebody really famous, but I can't place it.
There's a lot of pound packing going on. I'm just here to warn you.
Oh, man. They're scale fighting? What did you call it earlier?
Scale crushing.
Scale crushing.
Drew Barrymore is drowning her sorrows in booze and junk food. Friends fear she's headed for disaster. It's amazing
How huge is she?
I can tell you in 2 seconds because I know they give her weight. Oh, she now crunches the scales at a hefty 237 pounds.
Drew Barrymore does?
She crunches the scales. Oh. She doesn't crush them. She crunches them. I'm not sure which is worse.
Oh, I used to really like her.
Yeah, she was cute. But, and you know, don't you feel for all these friends of these Hollywood stars? They're constantly in fear of what's happening to their friends.
Well, remember, Victoria Jackson told us. Mm. Do you remember when Victoria Jackson was in the studio and she asked if she could have your tabloids because that's how she finds out information on her friends? Because Dana Carvey had just had the bypass surgery.
That's right.
She wanted to read about it and make sure he's okay.
God, I thought she was so cute when she was on SNL, but she packed on some pounds. Friends were really worried about her.
Got a little nutty, too.
Yeah, she's got a little... she's got a political streak that's pretty nutty, or a religious streak that's a little nutty, doesn't she?
Yeah, both of them.
Thinking of Katherine Heigl, by the way.
Yes! Katherine Heigl was the girl in My Father, the Hero.
Oh, Gerard, nice call.
Gerard Depardieu.
Just wrapping up on Drew, friends fear she's headed for disaster. She packed on the pounds, feels terrible about herself. She's battled booze and drug problems since she was 9, now crunches the scales. We got through that, 237. Since splitting from husband Will Koppelman in April, the former ET cutie has been guzzling beer and gulping junk food like her life depended on it. The 41-year-old was spotted with a couple's daughters at a New York City park looking bedraggled and clinging to a big sack of takeout food.
Nice. Way to go.
She had such a big gut when she stepped out in Hollywood June 7th. Folks wondered if she was pregnant. Oh, a few days later, Drew knocked back king-size 32-ounce cans of beer during a midday trip to a flea market. And then in July, she stuffed her face with cupcakes during a charity event in mid-August.
Was there any other way to eat them, really?
She hit up another flea market and slugged down huge cans of beer again. So if you're a friend of Drew Barrymore, you've got a lot to be in fear of at the moment.
Oh, clearly. Scared. Going to the top of the ninth, by the way, 2-2.
Should we check in on the debate momentarily?
Sure, yeah.
Drew Barrymore, celebrity net worth $125 million, by the way, for keeping track of these numbers.
She'd buy a lot of beer and cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Let's see what these dopes are talking about.
That reminds me.
Oh, they're both talking at the same time. This could be good. Oh, this isn't live. This is a little earlier.
National level to support law enforcement. You just heard Senator Kaine reject a stop and frisk. Well, I would suggest to you that the families that live in our inner cities that are besieged by crime.
Elaine,
stop and frisk has been a massive failure.
If I could jump, but I've heard Senator Scott make that eloquent plea. And look, criminal justice is about respecting the law and being respected by the law. So there is a fundamental respect issue here. And I just want to talk about the tone that's set from the top. Donald Trump during this campaign has called Mexicans rapists and criminals. He's called women slobs.
Let's go live and see who has better stamina.
Yeah, and who is Hillary Clinton married to, the most disrespectful male in terms of women and how to treat women on the planet? Well, not on the planet. I'm sure there's worse.
He's never been busted for anything.
He's a sexually assaulted four women, allegedly, who deserve to be heard, according to his wife.
That was a really big trap, and they have not capitalized on that.
No, what's the matter with them? That line about...
This is kind of fun watching him in fast forward, because...
Bill having a bad night was pretty damn funny, I have to admit. That's when I enjoy Trump, when he says stuff like that. It just makes me laugh, even if it serves no purpose whatsoever.
I told you before, I don't take anything he says at a rally serious, because I think he's just pandering to the people there. Kind of getting off on it, speaking
honestly,
to the crowd.
I don't know if anything he says has any meaning whatsoever. I'm really not sure anymore.
Well, how can you be a presidential candidate then?
I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. I think him winning says a lot about what kind of state this country is.
Certainly, Mike. Here, let's see who had any good lines at the end.
When Donald Trump becomes president of the United States, we're going to have a stronger America. When you hear him say he wants to make America great again.
I hate the way they say that, like it's a forced choice
claim.
Like, would you like the one-year program or the two-year program at the health club?
You're going to see that real change can happen after decades.
Like, people are too stupid to know that you're assuming something.
You know what I can't figure out is, like, who's sitting on what side of the table when they do split screen? Because they both keep looking to both sides. It's weird.
All right, gentlemen, thank you so much. This concludes the vice presidential debate. My thanks to the candidates,
say your name,
the commission, and to you for watching. Please tune in this Sunday for the second presidential debate at Washington University in St. Louis and the final debate on October 19th.
Whatever.
At the University of Nevada,
she's
Las
boring
Vegas.
Too. They've From made her boring, Drew.
She was boring already.
Right. CBS News. Good night.
That's just from CBS.
Well, that's not what they said.
Concludes the 90-minute battle between the number two, the vice president.
Oh my God! I can't wait to hear all the post-debate breakdown about how boring it was.
Well, should we listen to a little breakdown? We're running out of time here because my voice is about to go.
Only if it's from Hallie Jackson,
Governor Senator Kaine, if you will, being the aggressor in this case, and certainly Mike Pence seem to be sticking more to policy issues and defending Trump policies.
So
I'm here with Savannah Guthrie.
Who's that
Tom
blonde?
Brokaw, Chuck Todd and Nicole Wallace.
Oh, there are weight issues in the Kaine family. On the female side, the DNA for weight gain is bad.
Kaine is probably going to get dinged for interrupting and seeming overeager at points during the
campaign. Funny, we watched 2 minutes of it and noticed it.
He did land quite a few punches against Pence, but I think the question will be whether or not, with all that overtalk and all that confusion, people really heard those zingers. Then you have Pence, who did an able job of of talking about what's wrong with the Hillary Clinton ticket, but when asked at a point-by-point level to kind of defend some of the things that Donald Trump said, he didn't do that. So I think this may just go down in the long and storied history of VP debates that don't move the needle all that much when it's boring. All said and done.
Like all of them.
Look, these were two professional politicians.
Being careful not to show crashed. A shot of the so crowd because there'd be like a load of empty seats already.
Or people just crashed.
Yes. Just sprawled out.
Mike Pence did a lot of good tonight. Probably did more good for himself than Tim Kaine did for himself. But that isn't what tonight was about. It was about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And Kaine, and I'm with Savannah here.
Oh, my God. They've
his
made
style.
They made Chuck Todd
some,
boring.
But he was relentless. And he was hitting Trump left and right.
Well, Chuck Todd needs to do something about his hair. I don't know what to do.
He's growing out. And Mike Pence, I think Lauer gave him hair advice, and he took it.
And then at times,
he like shave his
away.
Head, maybe.
I think it.
No, God,
well
look weird. I used to always hate. Remember his goatee used to be like not symmetrical. Do you remember that?
I don't think I noticed that.
Yeah, he always used to joke about that. Now it's symmetrical again. Nobody cares what you have to say. Fossil.
I know he is really fossiling out too.
I love used to love Brokaw.
Yeah, I like Tom Brokaw too. I think he's a real. Just a common sense guy, just a plain folks. And I always think of him as being from the greatest generation because he talks about the greatest generation.
I was just going to say.
So I just think of him as being part of it.
Drew, I was going to say he has an unhealthy obsession with the greatest generation. He does.
By the way, aren't we the shittiest generation?
Yours or mine?
I'm thinking more of.
What are you technically?
I'm technically a baby boomer, okay. But I consider myself.
You are
to be,
the shittiest generation.
I'm really at the. The low end of the baby boomer, so I consider myself part of the generation beneath that, really.
Yeah.
And I think, like, as parents, my generation sucks.
Yeah, no, I belong.
Really shit job.
I'm the new greatest generation, Generation X, because we don't like anything.
Is that so?
X, yeah, they're incredibly apathetic.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, here's Kellyanne Conway. Let's hear her spin. I like hearing her talk. Each of these I think she's really sharp. She's a sharp spinster.
Oh, Trump's chick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Kellyanne Conway.
Pence clearly was the dominant
she's really good.
Performer tonight.
She's,
for
I'm not joking.
No, I wasn't. I'm not joking either.
And the other reason is very clear. He tried to stick to the
if
issues,
he could speak as well as she can, he could be a good candidate.
It's amazing how she spins his comments.
Tonight, the Clinton campaign will regret saying words like unhinged or interrupter. Or sexist when you had Tim Kaine interrupting both Mike Pence and the female moderator. We lost count.
The female moderator.
In the, lost in the hold count. Room on the Trump-Pence campaign. But I think you also see tonight the beginnings of what Donald Trump has promised as president, which is he said he will hire the best people. His very first choice, showing his judgment and his leadership. Mike
that
Pence
is
his running mate.
Spin.
And I like the fact that Mike Pence tonight, sure, people wanted him to defend Donald Trump and what their ticket stands for.
I think Kaine's face is too fat to be president, too. It's too wide. Really it's like he was in a vice from like top to bottom and squeezed.
And his,
I think that's what happened to him.
His running mate, who's cut taxes for individuals and employers in Indiana. Who's,
if Pence can prove he doesn't have a control panel, he might be okay.
He's going to do a nude photo shoot to prove it. And people still wouldn't believe it.
They don't show a lot of shots of the back of his head.
No, they don't.
Where the flap door is.
It's really obvious. You can see.
He always looks like he's downloading new information, too, wirelessly. Doesn't he? Like, way he squints like this. He's like, did you see this? He's something buffering. His forehead is just buffering new information.
And Governor Pence didn't defend. Why not?
Well, he did, but sometimes the question that was asked by the moderator, who respectfully, I think, should have been deferred to more by Senator Kaine, she would ask a question, and Senator Kaine would deliver a response where he was trying to spill out all of those gaffes and those so-called insults. If you actually looking at the
so-called
bottom of the screen,
insults.
Left the people at home where you saw the question and you heard answers from Senator Kaine that had no relation whatsoever.
Why doesn't she run? She's brilliant.
So I was watching a video of her. She was on Bill Maher. Maher interviewed her.
Oh, really?
Maher's had her on his show numerous times throughout the years.
Really?
So they're genuine friends.
Okay.
But Maher, obviously.
Maher's be ragging the shit out of her for representing Trump.
It is remarkable how well she stands up to him. What's that? Is he buffering?
He just got a selfie with Johnny Quest's dad there.
It's not his dad, though. It's Reed Bannon.
Reed Bannon.
Look, he's downloading information right there. that look on his face, right?
That's why he's using a cell phone, the Wi-Fi signal.
He seems to have disdain for. But Kellyanne, to
Lester's... All right, turn this chick down. Enough of this chick.
All right.
She's talked enough.
Where's Hallie?
I was going to say she got snubbed.
Oh, you know what? I bet you Hallie. Oh, balls. I bet you I know where Hallie is. MSNBC. She's probably in the MSNBC panel. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
Those B-dubs probably on this panel, too. Ooh, look at that dude. Wayne? Who's that dude?
He thinks he's hot.
That guy's freaking me out.
This guy with a Steve bald Schmidt. Head and a big white beard. He looks like a young Ailes. Roger Ailes.
Or Rob Reiner.
Yeah, Rob Reiner.
Very Rob Reiner-esque. Ew, aren't his lips like abnormally, I don't know, red? Yeah. Is he wearing lipstick?
Really, you about the new anchor, by the way, that Ailes was harassing the shit out of?
Is she Hispanic? I've seen her.
I don't know if she was Hispanic.
She minority, I guess.
She may have been. I was half asleep watching it this morning.
Oh, so where was she?
She was at Fox Network, I think.
Oh, she was?
I think so.
What are you pointing at? Stretch of
this race. The gap in his beard over there.
Oh, yeah.
Someone knock this guy out and shave his beard off.
Yeah, he's got a weird
pubes while you're at
a bald spot in his beard. I used to get those occasionally, and I was told they were from stress.
Really?
Yeah, because my hair usually grows completely full in my beard, and I used to have these blotches where it wouldn't grow, and I was, what's going on here? He said it was stress, allegedly.
This guy shaved his beard off. Oh, wait, that's Rachel Maddow.
I think that's who Governor Pence's running mate is.
Okay, exactly, whatever. I'm done. Effectively, I don't know where Hallie went.
Okay, Maddow. That's enough out of you.
Back it up a little bit. You see Rick. Pence was talking to Rick Astley in the crowd there.
But he's not a redhead anymore. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. A young Rick Astley.
He's probably downloading information as to what he's seeing in front of him because it doesn't look human. It looks human, but it's got red hair. Orange hair.
All right, I think we're done. We're at $1.50. That's $1.50 more than I thought I'd get.
And I kind of want to watch the end of this baseball game, man.
I'm gonna save the Flacco story for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, the face eating frat boy.
You know, it's a little bit. I think it can wait.
Yeah, we'll save it for tomorrow.
Yeah, I will hold on to it. It's very important. There's a bunch of other stuff too. I really wanted to get into, but the debate was on. It was hard to ignore that. As much as I would have liked to.
It was gripping.
I think this presidential debate part two could be very interesting because I think Trump has to know he's got to know he lost that debate.
And it's going to be an attack. Although, isn't this the town hall forum
where
people ask questions and they have questions from the internet?
Still, I think he's going to find a way to throw some throw some wild shit at Hillary.
Oh, no, you're absolutely correct. But what if there's a situation that we remember we were laughing at when Gore walks up to Bushy, and Bushy's like, hey, how you doing? He just keeps getting, does that look to him, like, he got really awkwardly close.
Yes.
Well, Trump's a notorious germaphobe. He doesn't like people touching.
She's not
him.
Going anywhere near Trump. I think she thinks he'll punch her.
Yeah, but he's going to be near regular people. That'll freak him out.
He doesn't get that close.
Did you see that guy hug him on the stage the other day?
Oh, Trump? Yeah.
I think that freaked him out.
That had to be a plant.
Oh, I don't know. He looked very uncomfortable being hugged.
No, I mean, I can't imagine that a Donald Trump fan would actually hug him. They would know better.
Well, that's why I think it wouldn't be a plant. If it was a plant.
Oh, you mean a Democratic plant trying to bum him out, trying to freak him out. What a better way to freak him out?
They would have coughed on him then.
I got to bring in the Springsteen book in the next couple days. There's some really good stuff in here. It's just proved to be... I'll say it again. I think you'd really like this book, but you don't like Springsteen that much, so how could you? It's just he tells the story of music from when he started to where he is now, and he just tells it so well. He talks about a lot of other people, you know, a lot of other artists and a lot of other songs that are going on around the same period. And also just I don't think these people are usually very good at talking about what their process is or what makes them successful, and I think he does a really good job of that. And he throws in, he's not a big partier. He's not a wild guy, but he's not afraid to talk about getting a little pussy and, you know. I don't know. I just, his family, too. I think it's easy to bore the shit out of people talking about your teenage years, but I think he does a great job of pointing out or just of creating that scene and just very readable. You can hear him telling the story, too. It's clearly his writing. And I thought his career was interesting. I was feeling like you don't really have to love his music that much, but I think it's probably, I don't know. I can read books like that, like NoFX.
Yeah.
I knew nothing about that band, but I picked it up and I started reading it in the bookstore, and I was like, I can read this book. Holy shit, this is good.
I've always unfairly probably judged Bruce Springsteen because I don't like his music. I find his music kind of boring, so therefore I find him kind of boring.
Oh, man, politically, you're on the same page as him.
What does that mean?
Be in love with him.
What does that mean?
Well, what do you think it means?
He's voting for Gary Johnson, too?
Probably, if you are. No, he's a good guy. He's actually, but that's not why I like the book. I just like the way he talks about Clarence and, you know, the band. And I know the band pretty well. So Little Steve and all those cats.
Yeah.
And again, the finances. Just how does someone that successful who's not a lunatic go completely fucking broke?
Yeah.
And he did. He did it repeatedly. And it seems inexplicable, but he explains it.
And he never was, he never partied, but he never was. Was he a big drinker?
No.
It's kind of boring.
He gets a little crazy when he drinks, so he doesn't like to drink too much. His father was an alcoholic, too.
Well, so we have that tomorrow. We also have the documentary we both watched.
That should have been a high priority tonight, but that'll have to wait. Very few people have seen that.
A couple other things here. Oh, are you sick of the clown stories yet?
Yes.
Jesus, it's just pointless.
I they're just wholeheartedly dorks. Agree.
Yeah, they're just dorks dressed up as clowns. Is that the game? Oh, that's last time. I'm sorry. I was telling Jay, maybe the police should just start shooting clowns.
Yeah, instead of...
Well, they look more threatening than most people.
Well, they're scaring the shit out of people.
Yeah, so shoot them, right?
Be my guest. Shoot anybody.
Kill them.
I'm sick. I don't care what happens.
And the other dumb story is the hurricane. I can't take.
I know. I turn the dial or I fast forward every time the hurricane comes.
I can't fast forward enough.
It's not going to hit me. Why are you talking about
it? Although it has now affected our lives.
Why?
The Michigan Rutgers game might be moved.
Ah!
Just like last year, remember the Maryland game got moved?
Yeah, that's right. How about that? All right, so we're signing off. You're lucky to have received the hour and 56 minutes of the program that you received tonight. Sorry about last night, but
you're really playing the martyr role.
I just don't feel that damn good. Hopefully I'll feel better tomorrow.
Julie just sent me a text, by the way. This debate is boring. Trump's guy looks more like a president. Other guy reminds me of a goofy, overconfident Bushy. That's my 34-year-old housewife.
Not a bad analysis.
My 34-year-old housewife who knows nothing take for what it's worth.
She hit the nail on the head. Yeah, I think she did a pretty good job, actually.
Kane is like an overconfident Bushy, isn't he?
Yeah, Kane, I really didn't like the way he came across at all. And I've seen him talk, and I think he's a pretty smart guy. But
I'm sure
I don't
both
know.
Of them are smart. They just have different political ideas.
Well,
I can't get over Kane in Indiana in the religious rights laws that he wanted to pass. So you can discriminate against gays. I don't know. I just don't like that. Anything that violates someone's civil rights bothers me, although he kind of reversed course on it later.
Well, he's one of those Republicans in the far right.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Partier. Yeah. Just whatever.
So, all right, we'll catch you tomorrow. And in the meantime, all I can say is see ya. And I hope I feel better. Put me in your prayers. Think about me.
Thoughts and prayers.
All your thoughts and prayers.
I'll go to the church and light a candle for you.
It's not quite that bad. I'll let you know. Have a good one, everybody. See ya!